Let's see. We got a question from Mr. Frost. That was Jesus. He already called in. Our summers start DK, Debo, or McLaurin? Half point.
Give me DK Metcalf.
Give me Meddy.
Decaf Metcalf. Did you catch the announcers calling him Decaf Metcalf?
Yeah, that's cool.
Mondingles. Can I trust Dak this week against the Bears? Have Darnold on my bench, but I don't know if I can trust him either this week. Should I start one of them or stream Baker, Fitzpatrick, or even possibly Hodges, who are currently on waivers? So this out of Dak and Darnold, who would you go with?
I mean, Darnold has a better matchup. I'm still starting Dak over him, though.
Yeah, same. I just don't like trusting Darnold, man. I can't trust him in my playoffs.
All right, so you would
seven.
So you wouldn't put Baker, Fitzpatrick, or even Hodges back in over Dak?
No.
Okay.
No, I'd play Darnold over those guys, but I played Dak
over Darnold.
Over Darnold.
Okay. He also needs some help at running back. Todd Gurley, RB1. Currently have Jamal Williams as RB2. He's got Marlon Mack and Rojo on the bench. Do I trust Rojo? Do I play Mack if he's active against Tampa D, or Mostert against the Saints D, or should I drop someone for Patrick Laird, who's the only starter that's on waivers right now? So you just roll with Jamal Williams here? Or do you? I mean, the really only clear option would be Rojo or Mostert. They're the only, like... I don't think Marlon Mack's playing this week, to be honest. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think he's playing. Yeah, I don't think he's playing. What kind of league you said this was?
Don't know if he said. He didn't say.
I think I want to go Mostert.
Mostert is RB2?
Mostert, Rojo, Laird. I actually have Rojo ahead, but I feel like I need to move him down.
So you're going Todd Gurley and Mostert as your running back two over Jamal Williams?
Oh, sorry. Jamal Williams? Yeah, Jamal Williams. I didn't hear Jamal Williams.
Okay. No.
I am playing Mostert over Jamal.
Definitely playing Jamal Williams over those guys.
You pulled a Jamal Williams.
Yes, I definitely pulled
Jamal. You stop listening during the question.
I usually do. I usually pull a Jamal Williams. I think we have a fun time hanging out with me and Jamal Williams. I have a feeling he partakes in some stuff I like to partake in.
Halfway through your question, I stopped listening.
FDA Steelers, John Brown, DJ Chark, or HH in the flex? I believe that's Hunter Henry.
Hunter Henry. Yeah, that is Hunter Henry.
Give me Chark.
I think it'll be Chark. Yeah.
All right, like Chark. Garen 18, I have Chubb, James Conner, Rashad Penny, and Mostert, and James White. But I can only choose two. Okay, so this is a choose two.
White cake. I'll take some white cake.
So James White for sure, and Chubb would be my second choice because I don't know if Conner is going to play, and the other two guys are part of committees right now. So,
I mean, so is Chubb, but still.
Yeah, but not as much.
Right.
You good with Chubb and White?
Chubb and white cake.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about Chubb. Like, his limited splits can still get you 100 yards and a touchdown. I mean, yeah, give me Chubb.
Right. Okay. And then he has to pick three wide receivers. Robert Woods, DJ Chark, Will Fuller, Amari Cooper. So who are you sitting out of those four?
The first one.
Robert Woods. So you're starting Chark, Fuller, Cooper. And then you have a flex spot
open. I'm sitting Fuller.
You're sitting Fuller. But you still have a flex spot open. It's a PPR league. So what player are you putting in the flex spot? We can still put in Penny, Mostert, Woods, Fuller.
I have to put in Fuller because I was trying to get away from not doing it.
Yeah.
But I can't sit Fuller. And you guys said you're sitting Fuller.
I'm like, I think you got to put in Penny.
good timing. I was thinking Penny actually, but then I felt like I don't know. Fuller just jumped out in my head.
Well, why do you think Fuller is that great of a start with Stills back?
I don't think he's that great of a start. I just think that he can possibly sometimes get involved. I don't like to start Fuller.
He's questionable. He's against he's against Denver. Penny's getting 12, 13 touches.
He's safer.
A game.
He's certainly safer.
Getting use in the passing game. Fuller got 2 targets last week. I mean,
yeah. I'm looking for the lie, and I don't see it. I do not see it.
All right. So,
I mean, Mike, talk me out of it, baby.
I mean, Chris Carson being out there, I don't think Rashad Penny just gets the usage. I mean, what is he, like 6 carries, 4 carries, things like that? I don't know. Give me Will Fuller, who can get out there and get you 2-3 touchdowns in one sitting. I mean, he just
barely... that's where I want Fuller. I just feel like he can go out and put up a couple touchdowns, even though...
He's just so explosive.
Yeah. You know, I do like Penny this week. It's a pivotal
I'm just
week.
Saying, the last 2 weeks, Rashad Penny has got 14 rushes and then 15 rushes. And then he's also getting receptions. So he's getting like 20 touches a game.
Yeah, they're using both of them a fair amount. I've actually flexed both of these guys.
Penny is flexed.
And Carson. Yeah, I've flexed Carson and Penny because it was one league where I just went, I don't know, I went reverse on my usual, which is wide receiver heavy. I went just like the first 5-6 rounds, I went running back. They just kept staring at me. It was like nothing but running backs that I love. So I did that. So Carson and Penny is a flexing one. So I could see you doing that. Yeah, I think you sold me. I'm going to go Penny.
Okay, so just to clear this out, Chubb, Penny, James White, and Penny in the flex, our wide receivers are going to be Chark, Cooper, and are we going with Robert Woods or Will Fuller?
Woods.
Woods.
Okay, Mike said Fuller. I'm going with the Woods then. All right, Capit Haydon 21. Need help with a couple questions. PPR, Hunter Henry or Jack Doyle?
Henry. Give me the Henny.
Okay, we got to move along. So if I don't hear anybody say anybody else's name, I'm just going to assume everyone agrees, okay? Hunter Henry's the guy.
Sounds good.
All right, Tannehill or Winston?
Tanny.
Okay.
Winston.
Oh, Mike, break it.
Tanny.
Oh!
Yay!
Diggs, John Brown, Galladay, Sutton, OBJ, Allen Robinson, Calvin Ridley. Need 2.
What the hell? Diggs and
Sutton.
Diggs,
John Brown,
Galladay,
Robinson,
Sutton, OBJ, Galladay. Robinson, Ridley.
It's a lot of names.
It is a lot of names. Who's your favorite out of all those?
Give me Ridley and OBJ.
Oh, gross.
I know, but I don't want to choose any of those guys because this
Sutton
is like
has been a baller.
I know, but they're all it's to me. All these guys are the same, and this is why I want to consolidate and not have to deal with these type
well,
of issues.
Well, you do have to. This is why we make the big bucks,
right? And this is why I'm going to go with the guys that you normally would just start. You just throw Odell Beckham. It's a lazy answer, but
well,
I struggle with
you're sitting Diggs.
For OBJ, yeah. It's look, OBJ is one of those people that I wish I didn't ever have to start like OBJ in a rankings because he's so hard to rank. Like I feel weird ranking him outside of my.
Can I read?
Even though I want
read
to.
Off, let me read off Sutton for you real quick. This is like his last 10 games. 14, 24,
well, he's
19,
been
19,
bad.
12, 14, 10, re-releasing. 17, 19, 3, 23.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he had a 1-catch, 8 target game against Buffalo.
New quarterback.
He just completely shut him down. And then last week he caught 4 or 5 targets for 74 yards and 2 touches. And this week they're playing Houston, which gives up points and they're in a dome.
Yeah, I mean, it's good matchup. This is one of those. Like I said, I don't want to like to answer these kind of questions, but that's where I'm just rolling with. Like whether we go back and forth or not, it's a new quarterback. I know he scored 2 touchdowns last week, but
okay, all right.
It's a lot of you got a lot of stuff. So Mike,
okay, so you get
you
one. Mike, yeah, Mike said Diggs and someone else, but so we had 2 for Diggs. and you get to pick the other one. Who's?
So I said Odell, and who else did I say?
You said Ridley.
Ridley, yeah.
So I Diggs and Ridley.
You want Ridley as well? So two for Ridley.
Diggs and Ridley it is.
There you go.
Okay. All right, we got it done there, Garen, 18. That was Kevin on 21. Be Quicksilver. Hopefully I can call in tonight. I got a couple questions. I don't think we heard from him, so let's go through this. Darnold, Kyler Murray, or Fitzmagic?
Give me Fitzmagic in that group.
Kyler.
Okay, two for Kyler, one for Fitzmagic. Right now I have Darnold starting. Fitz is in the waivers. Oh, okay. No, you don't even need to worry about that then. If Thielen can't play this week, Crowder or Shepard?
Crowder.
Okay, last but not least, my running back.
I say Shepard.
I know you do, but you just got done giving us 10 minutes of how they're all right next to each other in their rankings. Running backs and flex. I have Kamara, Snell, Penny, and Madison. I already have Chubb starting, so who do you pick? What running back do I pick to start in a flex? So let's pick the, I guess, RB2 and flex.
Queen just distracted me.
As long as Connor is sitting out, you're playing Kamara, Snell, and Penny.
Yep.
Okay.
Assuming
Cook is playing. What about, why'd you say Connor?
Because Snell.
Would you start Snell over Penny if he wasn't playing?
I wouldn't say yeah, I would.
Okay.
If Connor is that, but we have Penny in the flex is what we're saying though.
Yeah. The flex would be either Snell. I mean, you're starting Kamara. This flex would be Snell, Penny, or Madison. And it's really based on who's hurt, like the health. Connor, no, then it's Snell. If Connor, yes, then it's Penny. If Cook, no, then it's Madison, right? Like you would start Madison over Penny and Snell.
Yeah, if Cook is out, but it looks like Cook is going to play.
Yeah, he'll play. Okay. All right. That is that. Let's see if there's any more here. Let me just double check. Toasted Almonds. Awesome screen name. Who do I start at wide receiver? Full PPR. Evans, Julio, and Jeffrey. Pick two.
Evans and Julio.
I guess it's just Evans and Julio.
I agree with that. All right, let me check this thread. Sure. My grandma whooped my butt. What? Okay, that's Adam's thread. Never mind. That's not, I don't know what's going on in there. Saints or Titans defense this week? RDC 19.
Titans defense?
Yeah, RDC 1914.
I don't have it in front of me. Okay, yeah, I'm going with. Where is it? Sorry.
Titans it is.
Titans,
yep. Okay. Mike, what?
They were low, sorry, that's why. You should have Mike? Better options, hopefully. They were low on my rankings, that's why.
Mike?
Actually, Saints was ahead. So Saints.
I can't hear anything Mike said.
I got Saints. Saints is tanker.
I'm talking to Mike. Jeez, I'm talking to Dirty Jobs. Dirty Jobs.
Who says no, you're not?
Saints or Titans?
I said Titans.
Thank you. Okay, it's time. It's my favorite time of the show. Time to set OBJ 15's lineup. I think we're setting a lineup. Are we setting a lineup? No, we didn't do this yet. Did you? Oh, no, he's got a new one. Okay.
Well, I definitely did it personally. I think I helped him out earlier.
All right. Well, this is actually
they're doing a lot.
These are questions. We'll blow through this. This is the end of the show. OBJ, should I pick up and start any of these tight ends over Hollister for this week? Currently in the playoffs, remember, if it's a half-point league. So he's got Hollister available on the waiver. Rudolph? No. Gesicki? Witten? Maybe.
Nope.
Howard, Goddard, Higbee, Thomas, and Fells.
Goddard.
You like Goddard over Hollister?
I don't. Sure. Hollister for me. Hollister and Gesicki.
Give me Goddard. Give it to me. Okay. Give it to me.
I'm sticking with
love him. Love Goddard.
All right. I think I'm sticking with Hollister. I don't think I'm dumping Hollister. Oh, there's more. Watson, Boyle, Brait, Sprinkle, Knox, Eifert, Jarwin, and Uzma.
Nope.
Stick with Hollister.
I'm starting Uzma just because I like
Shut up. Any of these quarterbacks worth a start over Darnold and Josh Allen? Minshew or Mushu, Tannehill, Fitzpatrick, Kyle Allen, Rivers, Goff, Trubisky.
I like Tanny this week.
I do too.
Yeah.
Would you so you we'd start like him over Tanny. Darnold? Well, I think we've already said we'd start him over Darnold. You start him over Josh Allen too?
Yep.
Okay. No. I don't.
We had that exact question. Tannehill and Josh Allen.
I had Allen. I said he would. I said Tanny's safer, and I said that Allen would give you a higher floor.
We went back and forth on this one.
Yeah, and Lucas disagreed. He flipped.
I just said. Yeah, I just said.
It was the other way.
Just play Tanny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there?
Hey, who won that the Dak versus Josh Allen bet last week? Wasn't that close?
Dak versus Josh Allen.
Didn't we have a bet? Oh, that was with George. Oh, no, it was me and you versus George and Jason. Toys for Tots bet.
Oh yeah. Who won that?
I think Josh Allen beat Dak. I'm not sure.
What the hell is going on?
We got to revisit that. I don't even remember who I had.
All right, what do we got next? What do we got next?
Should I pick up and start any of these kickers over Joey Sly? Sly has been struggling lately. I know this. He has been struggling. Available, Rojas, Carlson, Pinheiro, Siebert, Fairbairn. I don't even think he's employed right now. Bagley, Gould, Gostkowski, Marr, Vinatieri, McManus. I like McManus this week. Hauschka, Ficken, Sukup, Bullock. I like McManus out of this list. Elliott, not bad choice either. Philly's kick. I
think the head of my list there too.
Who?
I'm okay with Vince McMahon.
I do. Give me Austin Siebert here. I take Austin Siebert against Cincinnati. They probably stall a lot, and he's probably gonna kick some field goals.
If we spend 10 minutes on kickers, I'll kill someone.
Here's the thing, like
Fairbairn plays for Houston. Actually, he does have a job.
Oh, who was I? Who am I thinking of that just got cut by the Patriots?
Folk.
No, he got cut, and then another guy got cut a week later.
They have been running through kickers.
Yeah, so somebody knows this guy's name. He missed an extra point. And he got cut. What the heck was his name? I could have swore it was Kai. Anyway.
Well. He's a kicker. That's why we don't know.
So, Mike, did you say McManus as well?
I did, yeah.
Okay,
except
so we like
McManus.
We like McManus. We like Siebert.
Just keep Joey Sly. Don't
I know that's a thing. Like, I don't want to get.
I don't like changing kickers because you switch them out and then it's like.
Then they go off. And Sly's got a leg and he just hasn't got a lot of chances lately. That's the thing. I think he turns it around. He's a good kicker. He was up there in the top five for a while.
I'm still rocking Sly.
Yeah, I'm running him too. So just, I don't know. OBJ 15, I'm sorry. I let you down. All right, finally, same guy, half point. Choose two wide receivers, two running backs, and a flex. So let me leave the running backs first. Chubb, yes. Carson, McCoy, and Madison.
Carson.
Chubb and Carson.
Yes.
Okay, wide receivers. We got to take two. Devontae Adams, I think he's for sure in. The other, and Michael Thomas for sure in. Right? You're not sitting near them. All right, so then for our flex position, here's who we got left. We got Madison, McCoy. So I would say if Cook is out, it's Madison for the flex over.
I'm probably just playing Madison either way.
Really? You got Landry, well, Crowder, and Tyrell. Also.
Oh, he has Landry?
Yeah.
Well, I'm playing Landry.
I would do Landry. Yeah. I would do Landry unless Cook was out, then I might consider Madison.
Yeah. Yep. What you said.
Mike?
What's the state?
100% agree.
All right. Final question of the night.
Madison's in if Cook is out.
Mike has got not a lot of not a lot of airtime today, but that's okay.
We can get him a mic. We can get this guy a new mic.
He'll be back. Mike will be on the Sunday show. Wait, there was a good question in the chat thread here that I thought got ignored. Let's see. Oh, yeah. All right. So championship playoff, huge game. Everything's on the line. Flex position. Landry. Who was the other choices? Chark, Geis, Sanders, Mixon, or Cooks?
Chark. Ooh.
Mixon.
Over Landry.
Yeah, I'm playing Mixon there, too. Mixon's been balling out.
Wow.
Give me
Chark. Okay. All right. All right. That is it. We're done. The show is over. We're finished. We want to thank everybody for listening and calling in. I guess we'll be back next week. There's more questions to answer if we got them coming in. We'll try to get to them. Guys, if you didn't reach us or you know, listening on the recording and you want to chat with us, go to the Sleeper Wire channel on the Sleeper app or find us on Twitter at Sleeper Wire Show. Or if you're into Facebook groups, join the Facebook group club. It's called the Sleeper Wire Fantasy Football Club. Also, we'll be back on Sunday morning at 10, I think. Mike, cool. I'm going to turn Hughes down for a second. Mike and Jason and George, they give advice for start sit on Sunday morning, so you can call. Same number and all that stuff. We want to thank everybody.
Maybe.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. Stop the show. I almost missed this one. Three-parter from Dominic Joseph. Man, we got to start back up. Here we go. Back into the sack. We go.
Back in the sack.
All right, let's blow through this. I'm sorry, guys.
We got to drain through. Oh, Lord.
I got to pee so bad, we might as well just go full 3 hours. Dominic Joseph, three-parter. Do we think James Conner's playing this weekend? I don't think we do. Also, David Montgomery or Jamal Williams?
Monty.
Montgomery.
Yeah, Montgomery is as well for me. And finally, do we trust Tyler Lockett against a better Rams D?
No choice.
Yeah, I do.
I don't trust him, but I do.
You're rocking him.
Yep.
All right, bullseye bust, Baltimore or Houston?
Baltimore.
Yes.
Baltimore, all right.
Baltimore.
Kai Forbath was the kicker who was cut by the Pats, okay?
Right.
Flex Hollister, this is Wilson 27, Flex Hollister, Tyrell Williams, or Anthony Miller this week?
Dude, I'm flexing Anthony Miller. He's out there. If not, I'm Hollister.
Yeah, give me Holly.
Yeah, Hollister.
Hollister for me as well. Okay, now we're done. I already gave you all the places you can find us and talk to us. We want to thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for Lucas, Dirty Jobs, and Hoos for being on the show. And we'll catch you guys next week. Thanks. Write down the phone number, and good luck with your first championship matchups if you got one. If you got a bye, hell, take a bath, smoke a cigar. Have a bourbon and relax. Get ready for week.
Oh, yeah.
The next week, we'll be here to help you out. Thanks for listening, guys.
The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
The mail's here. When you control the mail, you control information.
I did look, man! I did,
Into something strange.
I am suffering!
Who you gonna call?
I don't know, Sleeper man.
Wire. That's right, it's the Sleeper Wire show. The mail sack is back for another week. I am back for another week. I got a special request straight off the bat. We were talking about it last week, and I dug in the archive and I found it.
My flow is pure gold, it's cold.
Cole Beasley on the mic!
The life of out of a beat, like it's light pole.
Dropping bars!
But I'm never leaving, I'm forever eating. Every season is heavy thieving, stealing everything that I can. From the man to my heavy breathing, stopping, I'm dead. I ain't got competition leaping off.
DJ Collins!
Sleeping at first sight like they sleep.
One time!
What you can't see stalking would turn you to meet at the flea market.
Alright, Cole Beasley's a world-class rapper. Well, it's good, right?
Yeah, man, you gotta drop some bombs for that. You got some flex bombs?
He did last week after what he did to my Cowboys.
Oh, man. Yeah, he had to pay, he had to pay a visit.
He dropped a mixtape live on the field right there, and he dropped something else in the end zone.
Oh, and Kusel,
I think next. Deck stepped in it.
Who's like this? I got another fantastic post-game interview from Jamal Williams.
Like, one day I felt like SpongeBob for a minute, right? Then it started snowing. Felt like frozen. I was like, all right, here we go. Olaf time. Then it went back to raining, so then I felt like SpongeBob, you know what I mean, the Goofy Goober type. When he was drying up, and you know, he had that little drop of like that before he turned into, you know what I mean? That's how I felt.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know what that guy's going on about. Jamal Williams is post-game gold right now. He is.
He is.
My first draft in the post-game fantasy league right there, that guy. He's amazing. All right, so if you didn't already hear, Hoos is there, Dirty Jobs, and Lucas are back, and we got some calls. You want to just let's get to them. I don't even know who this is. I don't know who this is. Oh, by the way, hang on, caller. If you want to call the show and you want to ask us some questions about your fantasy championship teams going in, first of all, congratulations if you're listening and you got into the championship. Good for you. We're going to get you all the way to the promised land. The phone number is 256-567-5333, 725-656-SLEEP. You can also find us on Twitter at Sleepwire Show, Facebook groups, the fantasy Sleepwire Fantasy Football Club, and also on, where else are we? Oh, the Sleeper app. Go to the Sleepwire channel. All right, caller, who is this?
Who they be?
This is Nick from Nebraska.
Nick from Nebraska. What's up, man? Welcome to the Championship Week episode, number one. How you doing so far? What are you working with this week? What do you got?
Okay, well, I need some flex help. I'm going to start a Cooper Kupp and Mike Evans, but I need to either flex Keenan Allen or Devontae Freeman versus that sweet Carolina matchup. I don't know which one, though.
I don't think I even care if it's PPR or not. I'm going Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I'm going Allen.
I also have Melvin Gordon. I heard it might be a rainy game. I don't know. That worries me a little bit, but I know Freeman ain't scored a touchdown all year, so that worries me too.
Yeah, I think it wouldn't be between Freeman. Freeman would be off the board for me. It's going to be it's either going to be Melvin Gordon or Keenan Allen. But I still think I'm slightly leaning Keenan Allen here.
Or Melvin Gordon just for guaranteed touches. But I'm close, too. I'm with you, Lucas. But I got to lean Melvin Gordon right here.
Yeah. I'll probably start Gordon and Allen in the front. Then.
Yeah, I'd probably go with Gordon and Allen as well.
If you can start both of them, then absolutely.
Yeah, if I'm just I'm going with Keenan if it's just one of them.
Okay. Yeah, I'll probably do that then because I got Kamara and Gordon in my running back, and then I'll flex Allen. So that sounds like the plan. Thanks for the help, guys.
Yeah, best of luck, man.
All right, thanks, Nick.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Thank you calling into the show. Nick from Nebraska checking in. Coming up next, another, what do you call it? Not alliteration. What is it when two words or three words start with the same letter? That's not assonance.
Is that onomatopoeia?
No, that's not. Is it? I don't know.
It's alliteration.
Is it alliteration? Look at me. Steve with the big brain on Steve. Tyler from Tennessee. What's up, man? What do you got for us?
What's happening, fellas? So, same as that guy, flex question. I got wide receiver, running back, tight end, two flex spots. Right now, I have Mark Andrews and James White because I have Kittle starting in tight end. It's done me well so far this year, so why not roll with it? But if I wasn't going to put White or Andrews in my flex, I have John Brown, I have James Washington, or Rashad Penny. You think I should just keep Andrews and James White in there?
John Brown is interesting to me. Let me see here.
And I also have Thielen, but I don't think he's going to play at this point.
I think I'm playing John Brown over Mark Andrews, but I like James White in that.
You got to choose one.
I mean, choose as many as you like, man, but I figured White's the lock in the flex spot this week.
Okay.
I need two.
Yeah, I like what Dirty Job said. I like White, and then if you can flex, what was the other name you gave, Mike?
I had Penny and James Washington.
Felt like there was another name. Maybe I'm.
I have Thielen. I have Thompson from the Chiefs.
Yeah.
No, you're going white.
I think it's got to be James White and Mark Andrews. I do like John Brown, but they're, you know.
Oh, Baltimore John Brown. That's who the other one, John Brown.
The Baltimore defense, they've really been shutting people down here recently. And early in the season, you could start your slot receiver against Baltimore. They were giving up a lot of points to kind of an inside wide receiver, but they're not really doing that anymore. They're firing on all cylinders. So I think you roll with Mark Andrews and James White. But if these two both stay
over close, Penny too, huh?
Yeah, because Carson's still the guy.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
That's what I do.
Sounds good. And any interest in Washington at all this week against that porous defense?
I like him a lot. I just don't like him.
I like him, yeah. The same.
Okay. All right, man. Well, good luck, boys. Have a good week.
You too, Tyler.
Thanks, you too, man.
Thanks for calling in.
All away.
All right, phone lines are clear, guys. If you want to call in, or girls, whoever you want to call in, we don't care. You could decide you're a different gender every morning. You could still call. We might not. I don't know. We might all agree with it. Maybe we don't. I don't know. We don't care if you call 256-567-5337-256-56-SLEEP. Let's get to some Mixler questions that already came in here. This guy was in before the show even started. Mr. Nobody. Need some help deciding on who to start. Few positions. So, quarterback, Russell or Tannehill?
Go Russell.
I'm just not sitting Russ.
Yeah, it's so hard to do. I agree. Actually, I take it back. I'm playing Russell Wilson here too.
All right, three for Wilson. All right, kicker, Tucker or Young Ho Koo?
Give it to Tucker.
Yep, you got to go with Tucker.
My old chick. Wilding out with my Young Ho Koo. But yeah, you're going Tucker.
All right, you just wanted to say that.
You just wanted to say that.
I just wanted to say that, yeah.
Defense. Defense wins games. Packers or Steelers?
I made this decision, and I think I went Packers.
Yeah.
Even though I was feeling like Steelers too, but I'm rolling with Packers.
You want to start Washington. The Steelers against Kyla. Kyla Murray.
Right. That's why I decided not to. So.
Yeah, probably smart. Probably smart to go that route.
That guy is, he's just, yeah. I mean, if he did that, what he did against San Francisco, yeah.
What if he does what he did against the Rams?
That's true. I mean, it's
Steelers are. I think the Steelers might be leading. I got to double check, but they're in the top three of takeaways right now.
No, they are. They are. They for sure are. They're a top team. I think they're top three on the
year. Yeah, I set them and forget them in my defensive lineups, dude. I love having the Steelers. When they lose, they produce. So I'll give it to them.
So we got to pick one. It seems like we're split. Two for Steelers, two for Packers. I don't know.
I'm Packers.
Who's giving you a negative points? Have either team given you negative points? And the Packers have given you negative twice, negative one. And the Steelers have...
Yeah, it's Washington.
Right. Yeah, this is true. The Steelers have never given up. Actually, they gave up negative points once against New England. Game one. That was week one. Yeah. So I kind of like that. Like, I don't like to have a team that might give me negative points. I don't want to start Steelers against Kyler, though. Okay. I just don't, so I'm still rolling Packers.
All right. Well, so I don't really count all in the votes, but so it's two Packers, one Steelers. I could probably go Steelers if I had them, but Packers are one that I've seen on the waiver wire. Doyle or Hunter Henry, PPR. This is the last choice here.
Hunter Henry for me.
Same.
All right, three for Henry. All right, Carlos Pack, 69. Finally, after 3 years, I make the effing playoffs. Congratulations, Carlos Pack, 89. I don't know why you say 69, 89. Oswaldo, what's up, fellas? I want to start out by saying thanks for getting me to the first round bye in the playoffs. You're very welcome. Thank you for listening every week and calling in. Then he says he's at the airport or else he would call. So he's got some questions here. There's a good one, a couple good ones. All right, so Standard Breeze or Josh Allen?
Josh Allen. Taysom Hill is extremely frustrating. And yeah, the 49ers have done well against pocket passers. They have not fared well against like Kyler Murray and mobile quarterbacks. But anytime they can sit there and play man.
Put some respect on his name. Come on, Lamar Jackson, mobile quarterbacks.
Yeah, you know,
he's got a name. He's got a name.
You know who it is. You know the name. His name needs not be said. But between Drew Brees, they're going to come after Drew Brees. He's not super mobile. And Taysom Hill stealing a lot of red zone work and being brought in on these different packages. The ceiling is very limited for Drew Brees in this game.
So we like we like Josh Allen. I like Josh Allen this week, too. We all like Josh Allen.
We do.
Okay. All right. Same league standard. I need to start three running backs, and here are your choices. Derrick Henry, David Montgomery, Le'Veon Bell, Geis, Melvin, Tevin, and McCoy.
Melvin, Henry, and Bell.
I'm going Geis over Bell, but same thing.
Same thing with me. Mike said, Geis over Bell.
All right, so Geis over Bell.
I don't know what the love affair with Geis is all of a sudden.
I mean, we
were talking about him a couple shows ago and just kind of, who was I asking on the show? I don't remember. It was about Geis and just AP and what's the chances we just see them unleash Geis little by little. And I think that's what we're starting to see. They want to get an extended look. They have nothing. They want to get an extended look at him, I think. So, I don't mind. I know it's a head scratcher because it's here we are in the playoffs, but
okay. I need you to talk me through this because Bell is getting, you know, he's still getting his full complement of touches every game.
He's getting a good amount of
playing
touches, right,
at home against Miami. And Darius Geis, I do like him, and he had a really good week last week, but he's gotten 10 rushes, 10 attempts the last 2 weeks, and he had 6 the weeks before that. So you're going to sit Bell in the best matchup of the season? And didn't he put up like a 30 spot against Miami earlier this season? Okay, 20. He put up 20 points against Miami at Miami, and now they're at home.
It's a good matchup for, I think, both guys. It's Green Bay. They're not the greatest to run, and he's going to be used in the passing game. They have Chris Thompson back, but they're not really using him. So I don't know. I just feel like they want to use Geis more with Lev. It's a great matchup, obviously. He hasn't been getting the touches we'd like him to see. He's still getting close to 20 touches a game. He's not getting the carries I don't think he should be getting, or the targets.
Yeah, he's not getting the targets that he
I don't think he's getting either. It's a good matchup. I mean, I could see why you. For me, it's very, very close. I don't have them far apart. I only have these guys two spaces apart from each other in PPR rankings. So this is like a gut call for me. It's like if you look at your team and, you know, it's your team, it's a gut call. They're so close. I'm looking at my rankings. If I had to make a gut call, I mean, yeah, you're looking at Miami, you know, it looks nice. But then again, I do love Geis too this week. So it is tough for me there. I have them very close, but I just have Geis slightly ahead. But yeah, it's close. That's a great question. That's a great question to ask. Not a good problem to have, even though you wanted to have that problem, but I guess not.
It sounds like I've been outvoted, but I strongly feel that Bell outperforms Geis.
Okay. Let's see. That's all for Oswaldo. One more real quick from Carlos Pack 89. Jamal Williams is my favorite player.
He just skipped right over that.
I was screening phone calls. I'd play Bell. I would play Bell over Geis. I don't. Okay. I want the touches. 10 touches, 12 touches. I'd rather have 15 to 20.
So you got two and two. Go gut call right there. I say gut call makes is your pick there.
Yeah. Yeah. Carlos Pack 89 needs three wide receivers. Robert Woods, Christian Kirk, Debo, Robbie Anderson, Zach Pascal, PPR. So I'm sitting two out of these five. So Robert Woods, Christian Kirk, Debo, Robbie Anderson, and Zach Pascal. Need three.
So I'm playing Kirk.
Yep. I'm
probably playing Pascal.
Yeah, I'm sitting. It looks like I'm sitting Woods.
And probably Robbie Anderson. It's going to be Robbie. It's for me, it's Robbie Anderson, Pascal, and Kirk.
Yeah, I'm sitting Woods.
Dirty?
Yeah, I agree. I was sitting there thinking, I think I'm sitting Woods too. Although it's nice seeing him get back into the target share. And I mean, he was really looking good last week.
Get back into
it. Man, this is shaping up for a cup week for me.
What did he have, like 19 targets or something last week?
Yeah.
Like, I just got the season load in one game.
Yeah, seriously.
I expect him to regress.
I think he'd be fine. I just liked your other options.
All right, we got a couple phone calls here waiting on the line, and then we're going to get to a couple more questions from Mixler, Black Widow, and Minimal Impact and Bullseye Bus. We'll get to you guys in just a second. If you want to call in and jump the line, the phone number's 256-56-SLEEP, 256-567-5337. On the line right now, headed into Championship Week, it's Chad. What do you got for us, Chad?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
So I got a receiver question and then a couple flex questions. But my receivers, I have Lockett, Diggs, or Julio Jones, and I can only start two of those. And then I know like Lockett's kind of been really shitty the past couple weeks.
That's well, Julio's trending back. I think Julio's going to play. They're expecting him to play. So I'm going Julio and Diggs. Yeah.
Mike, you go ahead here. I'm going to think for a sec.
It's Julio and Diggs for me, too. I got to start my guys. These are the guys who got me here. These are the guys I'm going to trust to get me home. So.
And yeah. Sorry to jump into the last question, but I just saw Woods way higher on my rankings than I saw before. So I guess I'm sitting Pascal for that last question. Sorry.
All right. And then I got two flex spots that I can start. I have Chark, Melvin Gordon, Kareem Hunt, or Devin Singletary.
So this is a different league?
No, it's the same.
Okay, so you could put Lockett into that flex.
Yeah, definitely. It's just like I said, he just hasn't really been performing.
But yeah,
definitely plug his too.
Okay, so it's Lockett, Hunt, Melvin Gordon.
Chart. Yep.
This is a pretty good problem to have.
I think Minshew coming back makes me say DJ Chark.
Really? Over Hunt and Melvin Gordon.
I do. I think he's going to be good for like two touchdowns and about 60 yards.
I still like Diggs and Julio.
That's in his wide receiver. Those are his wide receivers. We're talking
about. So he needs a flex Singletary for me.
Two flexes. Two flexes. Yeah. We're looking at Melvin Gordon, Hunt, Singletary, Chark, and Lockett.
It's going to be Singletary for me.
Against Baltimore.
Actually, sorry. I got Melvin Gordon ahead. I'm looking at my flex, and it's confusing because this flex, you got all of the players together, obviously, the running backs, the receivers, the tight ends. I have Melvin Gordon as 12th in my overall flex. So he's top 12. And
so Melvin Gordon for one, and I think I'm probably going Lockett for the other.
All right. Yeah, and like you said, it's kind of a good problem to have, but it's like in every week.
Yeah.
Battle, you know.
for me, and I mean, it's too late in the season, but going into next year, this is why you kind of, you know, you do your 2-for-1s, your 3-for-2s or whatever. You consolidate so you have less problems to have, because the worst thing you can do in championship week is have such a stacked team that there's literally nothing you could do. Like, you could play... on your bench, and now he blows up because you had him on your bench. Meanwhile, you had freaking Hopkins or something like that and did nothing. So it's just like, you want to have less problems to have towards championship week. It's too late now, but so that's going to be mind-numbing at this point. But
So, Dirty Jobs, where are you at here?
I think I'm flexing Gordon and Chark for me. I mean, I really like Chark this week. I think with Mark Minshew coming back, he's a completely different receiver. He was trending as wide receiver 1 all season because of him. So I don't see that regressing. I see that actually just continuing. So give me Chark.
You got okay, so, you can do? So it sounds like we're all Melvin, and then go with your gut for your second. We have 1 Chark, 1 Tyler Lockett, and...
I'm going to do Singletary for my flex. For my second flex.
All right.
So kind of just go, kind of go with your gut. Go with your favorite for the second.
Gotcha. Awesome, guys. I love the show. I appreciate everything.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, guys.
Absolutely. Good luck.
Thank you, Chad. And okay, who we got coming up? Oh, shoot. I got to give this guy some music. Jesus is on the line after this, but first.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Are you barking?
Hey. I'm adding something. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just making
noise. It's the Born Stunner.
Trying to hype the boy up.
It's the Born Stunner. Money, 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 money is DJ. DJ, what's up, man? Why won't the button work? I'm trying to get you on the show. There he is. DJ, what's up? Welcome to Championship Show. How you doing?
Whoa!
What do you got? What do you got? Energy. I love it.
Sounds like you made the playoffs. Sounds like you made the playoffs.
I did in both leagues, yeah. So I got a bye in one, and then I got my first round matchup coming up this weekend in the other. So we'll start with the playoff matchup. All right, so here's what I got. All right, so my starters are Deshaun Watson, Alvin Kamara, Aaron Jones. I heard you talking bad a little bit about Robert Woods, so we need to talk about that. Mr. Set It and Forget It, Devontae Parker.
Yep.
Kelsey. Okay. Freeman at the flex. Houston defense, and Jake Elliott as a kicker.
Okay, so who do we have on the bench?
Bench, Singletary, Boyd, A.J. Brown, which I'm considering dropping. I got James Washington, Debo, who I'm on the fence about too. And then I got Kansas City defense for the last couple weeks to a few weeks.
Yeah, they've been solid for you. They've been solid for you, Kansas City. I played them last week in a couple leagues. They've been one of those defenses we've been talking about. I like did I hear you say Singletary?
Yeah, I'm going Singletary over Freeman also.
Yeah, for sure. Freeman, just, you cannot be playing this guy in your team.
No, I can't trust that guy.
Uh-uh.
What is he going to do? Catch a couple balls? That's it.
He just hasn't looked that good.
Go ahead. You've been reading a lot of...
Everything that I read, well, everything I read is like, star Freeman, star Freeman, star Freeman. Like, everything's been star Freeman.
Everything. Yeah, they're saying that because Carolina's run defense hasn't been great, but Atlanta just hasn't. They've been so-so. They've been so-so, and he, you know, Devonta Freeman, he got 17 touches last week and had 51 rushing yards. Devin Singletary has looked a hell of a lot more explosive than Freeman has this year.
Okay. All right, so here's what I'm thinking. All right, so I'm thinking about dropping Kansas City defense right now, okay?
and picking up. So on the waiver, there's Slayton, Gallup, and Pascal.
Oh, and Gallup's there?
Wow.
Yeah, so A.J. Brown would be off my team real quick, and so would Debo, and I'd be picking up Gallup and maybe Steve's favorite, Allen Robinson. Anthony Miller.
I don't like him this week.
So Miller.
I liked him last week. I don't like him this week.
Isn't he banged up this week?
Yeah, I liked him last week. Yeah. He was my one shot. One shot, okay. One trick pony.
Yeah.
So we dropping
targets was
low. So I got three jobs I can make. I can drop Kansas City. You said Debo and also AJ Brown.
I would drop Debo for Gallup. Would be what I would do.
Okay, drop Debo for Gallup. Okay, and then what about AJ Brown?
You know, it's something. I don't know that you need a lot of. I don't know that you need a ton of receivers. I think I would be with AJ Brown. I do like AJ Brown, but I might be looking to snag a running back to throw in that spot.
Over AJ Brown.
Yeah, just more for the upside. If there's any upside guys that are.
Like an Alexander.
Okay, so the running backs available are Laird.
Laird.
Sorry, I had to yell that out.
On the blitz, we call him the lard ass. On the blitz, we call him the lard ass.
The lard ass. He's not that big. He's not that big of a dude.
I know, but
I get the name. Yeah, the name.
Yeah.
Lard ass. Yeah.
Ass. Come on, it's waiting for us.
Yeah. Yes. He's been making me lard. I've been eating so much of him lately. It's Sorry, go ahead, though. We get sidetracked with Laird.
Yeah, it's not good. So, Tevin Coleman is out there.
Wow.
Rashard Penny. Peterson. That's pretty much it that I feel comfortable with.
Pick up
saying.
Coleman and pick Darwin up again.
Darwin Thompson.
I pick up Coleman and Penny over Darwin.
Yeah, I'd pick up Coleman, and I'm good with the rest of your receivers over those guys. Like, but I'd definitely be picking up Coleman. I'd be good with dropping AJ Brown.
I'd probably drop one of those receivers for Darwin as well. Like, if you're just not going to start a receiver, like out of like your top, you know, you look at. So we only have a few more weeks left. You can kind of see what's what. If you're not going to start anybody else. You drop in those guys, and you know, as Lucas was alluding to, you want to stash a high upside guy. So, I mean, Thompson looks good. He just hasn't had like the whole role. I don't know if we're going to see it from him this week, but it's possible we see it coming into the year. I mean, coming into the end of the season, they just haven't looked as good without Kareem Hunt, and Thompson looked like he could be as explosive, but they just need to give him run. So I'd want him on my team over a wide receiver I'm never going to start.
What
yeah.
about Mr. Ware being there?
Who's that? Ware?
Sorry.
Ware's. I think Ware is completely just depth.
Yeah, so I think if it's me, I'm dropping Debo and picking up Gallup, and then I'm going to drop Kansas City defense and A.J. Brown, and I'm going to pick up Penny and Coleman.
Yes. Right. And then if you have anybody else to drop that's a wide receiver, I would pick up Darwin.
So I don't think Andy Reid does either, so I'm not going too hard for him.
Yeah, me either. I think the other guys have a lot better shot at
100%.
Being useful.
Yeah, those guys, you plug them in right now, you're playing them. Darwin, I like, just has a lot of ticket. If they just like, you know what, we're going to use just Darwin, and he's been the difference in what our team has looked like. You never know, you know, so that's why I just want to stash him. I don't want to have to put fab out for him or waiver. Right now, he's free. So, if you're not starting a wide receiver, you could drop. You know, I'd grab Darwin, too. But, yeah, obviously, you're going to grab those first three first.
Armstead or Madison or
exactly.
something.
Yep.
That's who I'd be stashing to somebody about over him anyway.
Yeah, I like him as well. I like those guys, too, as well.
Wait, so Armstead over over Darwin?
Not, yeah. Armstead for me, Madison for me, but not Armstead for me.
Yeah, Madison's not available. So talking about the other receivers, then I got James Washington on my bench.
I think James Washington's okay to hold.
You can probably just leave him as is. Yeah, make those other moves that we were talking about.
Okay, so then that'll lead me to, if I get Devin Coleman and I get Jenny, Coleman, Penny, Mac, Washington, and I'll put what's his name, Freeman on the bench and put Singletary in. So those will be all my running backs, and then my bench will be James Washington, Tyler Boyd. For the receivers. Oh, and Gallup, right? Gallup.
Yeah, that's plenty.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know what you're working with anyway for the rest of the year. This is just bench stats that you're blocking, right. You know.
So then you're starting Singletary over Freeman.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so going to my bye league real quick. So my starters in that league, so there's not really any quarterbacks available, so I had to pick up Minshew.
Okay.
For week 15. Okay. So I got Minshew, McCaffrey, Chubb, Godwin, DJ Moore, Hopkins, Darren Waller, Freeman, New England defense. I'm probably going to switch up the kicker. I got Gonzalez right now, but I'll probably switch it out. David Montgomery on the bench, John Brown on the bench, James White on the bench right now. This is a bye, mind you. Hunter Henry, Slayton, and I got A.J. Brown. Okay.
So you're talking about week 15 then, right, because you're on the bye right now?
Yeah, I'm on the bye right now. So what I was thinking of doing, I was thinking about picking up Latavius Murray. Monster is available too.
Okay. Most starts.
Running back. Or most starts.
That's what I like to call him. I like to call him most starts. He needs most starts. He's my favorite back on that team. Breda and Mostert are my favorite backs on that team. So I just wanted to talk about them a little bit. Go ahead.
Must start. Because you must start.
Must start. So, there you go.
Mostert is available, and so Mostert is available, and Latavius Murray are like the ones that I was looking at for the running backs. And then my bench again had AJ Brown and Slayton on it with Hunter Henry, James White, John Brown, and David Montgomery. And then the receivers that are available, if you guys think, you know, receivers might be a good pick, Golden Tate, James Washington, Miller, Brandon Cooks, but he's been trash. That's pretty much it for the receivers.
So what are you looking to do here? Oh, Alan's Lazard. Love me some Lazard. I love me some Lazard. So you're just looking to add a player here, or is this? Sorry,
I'm just looking just to add something on the bench. I mean, I don't want to waste the bench spot with people, you know, that I just really shouldn't have there. If I should have somebody else that's more value. So
I think Lazard is there. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead and finish. I thought you were done.
Okay, so there's A.J. Brown, Slayton, Henry, James White, John Brown, and Montgomery. So I'm going to keep David Montgomery, John Brown, James White, Hunter Henry. The people that we're looking at is probably Slayton and A.J. Brown. What to do with those two spots?
Yeah, I'm holding Slayton. I think he's... I'm a little biased because I'm a Giants fan. Not that I'm a homer, because I'm not. But I do like Slayton a lot, so he's not somebody I would want to drop, especially if it's a dynasty.
Eli Manning?
Is this a redraft or a dynasty, I should say? I should ask.
Redraft.
Yeah, you could drop him with Eli.
Okay.
You can drop him. Eli's just going to be back this one game, though. But again, it doesn't look like you're going to be playing any of these guys. You're just playing keep away at this point, no?
Okay. So, I mean, as far as, like, the value of guys that I said that was on the waiver wire, and I can do it one more time. So, we got for running backs, those two running backs, and there's Peyton Barber, Latavius Murray, and Mo Stark.
Yes, sir. Give me some Mostert.
So,
me most starts. All
right, so pick up most start and drop AJ Brown, and then for the other spot, Latavius Murray. What do y'all think about him? Picking him up and sitting him on the bench.
Yeah, I mean he's if Kamara goes down, we've seen what he can do. I mean, he's been times he looked better than Kamara did this season. So yeah, he's a great bench ad.
Okay, or snag a receiver over him.
I'd rather have the running back.
Okay, so you guys will pick up a Tavis Murray over Darwin Thompson then?
Yeah, I think that's he's a higher lotto ticket, I think.
Yes, you know for sure that if Kamara goes down, Latavius Murray's a start, and
right.
Darwin Thompson, a lot of things have to go right for him to be in that position.
All right, okay. So just to recap real quick. So we drop in Debo, we keep in James Washington. I got Marlon Mack, and keeping him. We drop in AJ Brown, and we drop in a Kansas City defense. And we're picking up Gallup. No Pascal, right? Keep Pascal over there on the waiver.
Right, because you're going to grab Penny and Coleman.
All right, so grab Penny and Coleman. All right, cool. All right, sounds good to me, brother.
All right, brother, go all the way. You won that champ.
Hey, Matt Ryan, what do you think of Matt Ryan? He's on the waiver right now.
He's probably okay staying there.
Yeah, he had his rest of the season is terrible. I still want to grab him though.
Okay, I mean him or Minshew.
I guess you grab Minshew. He's got a decent matchup this week, but Carolina next week. Not Carolina next week. San Fran next week at San Fran. So you don't like that. And then he's got Jacksonville. But they haven't really been the same team. But I think I'd rather have Ryan.
Okay. So I should pick up Matt Ryan.
Sound like you want to come in and say a little something.
No, I think we're good. Matt Ryan over Mushu.
I think they're about the same.
Want some Mushu, man?
You guys want to get some 49ers?
Mushu, you hungry?
Mushu, this is good food.
DJ, you good?
I'm. I would rather.
What?
I ain't gonna throw a big box of grease.
I ain't no Palm Beach. All right, I like this guy. All right, dude. Good luck. Don't forget, we're on again Sunday morning, DJ. Thank you so much for calling. It's been fun to have you on the show. All right, we got to move on. All right, dude. We got some other calls. Jesus is up, Corbin, Ehab, and then another call is already coming in. So, guys, if you want to call in, 256-567-5337, 256-56-SLEEP. You know who this is. It is the combined the last 2 weeks, this guy's team has scored 12 points.
Oh, no! We suck again!
Go Raiders! It's Jesus. What's up, man? What happened? What's going on?
Oh, man. Go Raiders. Man, I was watching both of those games. I don't know. Derek Carr looked confused, man. I'm trying to find out what the hell was going on in his head because he looked confused by the coverages. And
you know, the beginning of the season, he looked – you know, it's like Space Jam, right? When all of the talent has just been sucked out of his body by aliens.
Yeah.
That's
he's lost right out there now. I mean, I think he also had a lot. He had that chip on his shoulder coming into the season.
A lot of people were writing them off. Oh, you don't have AB. You know, maybe you were saying a little, you know, coming back down to earth.
I think he was bothered because Del Rio made some comments about him not being good in cold weather or something like that. So I think that had to do a lot with him, you know, him being his previous coach and stuff.
He's just really bad about adapting to the defense. He just, once he started getting tape on Derek Carr during the season, he's really bad about getting up to a line and changing up a play. I mean, he feeds into the defense a lot more than he plays against the defense, you know, where you got like a Peyton Manning coming up and saying, they're going to do this and they're going to do this. He goes up there and he's just like, well, I'm going to do this, I guess. And it's a whole different dynamic. At the beginning of the season, he looks good because you don't have the film on him. But once you start getting film on him and see what he's doing, it's easy to adapt.
Yeah, he doesn't adapt very well.
Yeah, he has to get better at that. But you know what? He's like, what, his 6 years? So I don't know. There's rumblings in the nation that we need a new quarterback. But I don't know about all that yet. But
so I grew up in Broncos country. I have like several Raider fans, and I told them years ago, I'm like, the one thing that's setting you guys back is Derek Carr. That's the one thing keeping you guys from being a football team.
I don't think he's the answer. I don't, you know, he's had a couple of decent seasons. He's got a lot to fight for right now, but he's still, I don't know. A lot of people, I couldn't believe people were calling him a top quarterback earlier in the season. I know he was having decent games, but I still didn't have him there. I don't want to bash it, but we don't have to bash about Derek Carr. You're already feeling down. Let's not kick you while you're down.
Yeah.
What you got for us this week, Hayes?
You gotta realize. All right, so I lost, right? The reason I lost, I picked up Higbee real, real late, 10 a.m. I tried.
You didn't
to
lose because of Higbee.
9:59. Yeah.
Because you lost because you didn't play him. Ah.
Yeah. I picked him up like 9:59. I was trying to hit the deadline, and then the game started, and then everything. You know how it just locks. So I was like, damn. And then I had Tyler Lockett playing Monday night. He didn't do nothing.
That'll teach you to sleep in on football Sunday.
Yeah, but I have the first round bye, though. So that's good. And the fact that I have, you know, Njoku at tight end and Engram at tight end. So to see, you know, what's going to happen with them. And then the Bengals wide receiver, John Ross, he's coming back. He's playing this week, I guess, right?
Yep.
Yes, sir. He's back. And so is Dalton. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, so that one. All right, so my main question is, he's getting targets. He only blew up one game. Is Christian Kirk, is he benchable or even droppable? Like, he's getting targets, but he's not doing nothing except for that one game.
No, Christian Kirk is the guy there for Kyler.
I mean, I know he put up, you say he had that one game, but all the rest of his games were solid, too. You know, he had that one huge game where he had three touchdowns, but the rest of his games were fine. Like, he was at least a flex for you. And that's what you're looking at him as. I mean, a lot of us saw that one big game, and we were like, maybe this is what we'll get from Kirk the rest of the season. I still think he could probably get you one of those games, and it could be, who knows, week 16 against Seattle. So I wouldn't say he's droppable because I like that matchup for him.
Look at week 15. He has Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland's been all right, though, on defense.
But I mean,
you can play. I mean, you can play him, but I don't know if you're playing him. I don't know if he's like a sure thing. Like week 16, I'd be more excited to play him, obviously, than week 15. But we got a couple other callers we need to get to. If you're good, do we answer you? Hey, sorry, I don't feel like we're rushing you or anything.
What was the rest?
Yeah, it's just. Well, it was just my wide receiver. Should I be scared? Because, you know, 2 weeks in a row, Tyler Lockett hasn't done nothing. I mean, I know he had that bad leg injury, and then they said he was sick, but that's kind of like I traded for him. So he's like my main wide receiver. You know, he was my main, the guy I was counting on to get consistently like at least 8 to 10 points, you know?
Yeah, no, I think you're good with Lockett. Unless there's just something that they're not telling us about, like this this leg bruise that he had is worse than what they're letting on. You got to play Lockett. He's been so good all season, and he is the guy for us.
Okay, and then going forward, then Lazard or Pascal, since it looks like T.Y. Hilton might not come back this season.
For me, it's
Lazard.
Really?
Yeah, Pascal doesn't seem to be like he's a number one option. I would have liked if Hilton was there to kind of take some pressure off of him. Lazard looks really good. He looks like he's the number two option. He's. I don't want to say he looks like he surpassed Marcus Valdes-Scantling and Allison. He has surpassed him as a rookie. I mean, you can't do. He's impressing as a rookie. That just, you know. I mean, obviously his future looks bright, but the next couple of games could be really good for him as well. So I do like Lazard over Pascal. I mean, you look at the quarterback, you look at the offense. For me, it's I don't want to say easy because they're both kind of in the same breath. I mean, I was a lot higher on Pascal probably just a week ago. But still, I like Lazard's opportunity as the number two going forward.
I mean, he's had five targets over the last 2 weeks total. Like, I know he caught all three of his targets last week for 103 yards, but he's not really getting that much work. I'd rather have Paris Campbell, who's the guy that's seeing. He is the number. He's going to, you know, he's the lead.
You mean Pascal?
Yeah, what'd I say?
You said Campbell.
Oh, yeah, Pascal.
I like Campbell, too. but he should be back this week. So maybe he takes some attention off of him. I just don't like that he's, I don't know, and it seems like he's the only guy out there. It doesn't bode too well for him. I mean, he's had some up and down games. So,
I mean, he had 10 targets last week, 7 catches for 109 yards.
Yeah, that's nice. It is very nice. But at the same time, don't know if I can count on it.
And now they have Tampa this week, who's the worst, literally the worst pass defense in the league. I mean, you got to go with the guy that's getting 3 times more targets.
What about Allen Hurns over them two?
No, he's purely, yeah, it's Pascal for me. He's purely touchdown dependent, Allen Hurns.
So I can drop him then? He shouldn't be on my roster.
Yeah, I wouldn't have him on my roster.
Same here.
All right, and then who's Eli's playing this week? Should I drop the Eagles' defense since they got killed by the Dolphins last week?
I think they got a good matchup week 15, no? I think so.
Yeah, Washington.
Yeah, I wanted to say Washington, but I wasn't sure. So I'm holding them. I know they got skunked against Miami at Miami, but... I wouldn't want to play him this week. Eli's probably not going to have a great game, but at the same time, it's a rivalry game. I don't really like playing defenses in a rivalry game, even though it's usually good, but you just never know how those games end out, how they turn out. Could be a shootout, could be a good defensive scoring game. But I want a whole Eagles, though.
All right, and last one, Brian Hill are on the waiver wire, and Wayne Gellman. Should I drop Hurns for one of the two?
Maybe Gellman. Or Laird, if you can grab Patrick Laird. I grab Laird over both of those guys.
Okay, yeah, I think somebody picked them up already. But
yeah, otherwise
I think
I'm
that
fine.
Was it,
yeah. All right, brother. We're going to see you in that championship week.
All right, Jesus. I hope your Raiders turn it around.
The whole thing, man.
Hey,
you guys got to make a call for me again, man.
Anytime. All right, thank you for calling in. We're going to move on. Go Raiders.
Go Raiders.
All right, give it to me. There we go. Jesus loves the Raiders. All right, we got calls coming in all over the place. Let's see. Coming up next, he's been on hold for like almost a half an hour. Corbin, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't know what was going on. I mean, you know, DJ gave us the recap of his whole call. People are laughing about that in the mixer chat. I love it. All good. Corbin, what's up? What do you got for us? What's your question?
What's up? I need to pick three. So I got Jamal Williams, Will Fuller, Cooper Kupp, Jamison Crowder, Deebo Samuel, and Penny. Pick three.
So Cooper Kupp's a must. I'm going with Jamal Williams. And who else do you guys like?
Ooh, pulling up my ranks. You want to shoot something to him, Mike?
I don't like Jamal Williams that much, but, man, I think I have to play him right here, so I'm with you there.
You're a hater of Jamal Williams, even though he puts up double digits every week.
I'm more of a lover of Aaron Jones, and I'm really sad that Aaron Jones has been slowing down lately. It's
because Jamal Williams has been getting work.
It's a non-PPR league, by the way. Oh, that's very important to know.
Yeah.
So could you mind going over your players again?
Okay. So Jamal Williams, Will Fuller, Cooper Kupp, Jamison Crowder, Deebo Samuel, and Penny. Richard Penny.
And you need three.
Yes.
I'm going to go Penny. And I think I'll take the three back. So Jamal, Penny, and... I feel like Jamal Williams right now. I'm forgetting in the middle of the question.
It's Jamal Williams, Penny, and Cooper Kupp.
Yes, Kupp. Sorry. I don't know why I said the running back, but it was Kupp.
Yeah, that makes sense. What about Marlon Mack? Should I drop him, or is he still a roster?
I mean, it's totally up to you. If I tell everybody, look, if it's a possibility he comes back week 16, 17... So if you think he's going to come back and you don't want a chance of somebody scooping up a starting running back, I get it. You know,
I wouldn't drop him. He'll probably be back week 15 would be my guess. He practiced today.
Yeah. He practiced on the sideline though. I mean, he didn't practice like with the team, I don't believe.
Yeah, I know they said that he was shooting for week 14. I don't see him playing this week, but there's a good chance. There's a real chance that he could play next week.
You're not dropping him though, basically.
Yeah, I'm not starting him this week anyway.
No.
Yeah. Don't drop him, but you know, obviously we like your other options to start.
And then should I drop Kenyon Drake or Terrell Williams?
You're not dropping Drake. He's still
Tyrell? No.
No, yeah, both of those guys are still okay.
I play Drake over Tyrell.
That's what I thought. And then should I pick up Patrick Laird or like Darius Geis?
Oh, Geis for sure.
Game now, yeah. Quickly.
That's a do not walk run, run situation.
Yeah.
Bolt smash.
So then, who do I drop for that? Crowder? Or
who else do you have?
I have Terrell Williams, Mark Andrews, Kenyon Drake, Jamison Crowder, Deebo Samuel, Penny, and Mack.
I'm dropping Deebo.
I think I'm dropping Deebo too with Sanders back.
It's for Geis.
Right.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's got to be deep.
And then does he make you my lineup guys over Williams then?
I don't really like Tyrell either, to be honest. Like, for me, it's Tyrell or Geis. Tyrell's done nothing for weeks.
Yes, you would
weeks.
play Geis over Jamal Williams.
Okay. So then...
I don't mind you dropping Tyrell. I don't see why you'd start him the rest of the season, to be honest with you.
Wait, it was Penny that's the start?
Penny.
Out of the three?
Yeah, Penny, Geist,
Penny, and Cup, and Geist, right.
Penny, Cup, and Geist. Yeah, that makes sense. That actually works. I think
all right,
it.
Man.
And then...
You got anything else?
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I can't really see myself starting, like, Mark Andrews at all for the rest of the season. Should I just... I mean, I guess I keep him just in case.
No,
you don't drop.
Yeah, that wouldn't make sense to drop him. Okay.
He's the number two tight end.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not even really that so much as just... Well, that, and I know where you're coming from.
But you're right now, you're playing keep away, and
exactly don't.
Also, yeah. when you have a high profile player like that, what if Travis Kelce gets hurt? You're now not really downgrading whatsoever to Mark Andrews.
Or what if one of the receivers get hurt from, like, what if Marquise gets hurt?
I mean, Mark Andrews, you can almost start in your flex. Like, I would have no. Like, if you told me that you wanted to start Cooper Kupp, Mark Andrews, and Darius Geis, you wanted to start Andrews over Penny, I would say that's fine.
I'd probably start him over Geis. But I'd start Penny over Geis.
I wouldn't, but that's because that's crazy talk. Give me the starting running back on the team, not the backup.
I mean, yeah. He's getting work. Penny's getting a ton of work, and they're going to continue to work them both, especially now that we're later in the season. But, yeah, we're talking about Andrews being a flex versus Geis or Penny.
Ooh, but, yeah.
This is the problem for you to have. You're not dropping Andrews.
Yeah, you're do not drop Andrews. No. And go ahead and pick up Geis, and you're good to go, man.
Yes, sir.
Whoa. Came in hot.
Part of time.
Came in hot with the disco. Sorry. Corbin, I apologize.
Corbin, you good, man?
I have no idea what happened.
The music came in too hot, man. I put my roller skates on. I was getting all down for the disco. We got you covered. Steve. You good to go?
One more question while we're
Hit it up.
So should I start Penny or Andrews in the flex? Now that you guys brought it up.
Penny.
Do Penny.
Okay. That's good. Thank you.
All right, yep, Corbin. Good luck, man.
Thanks good for calling in.
Let's get that music back on.
I feel like this might have been Corbin's first time calling the show, and I think I might have just scared him off. I don't know. This guy, I never heard of this guy before. This is his first time calling. I think he might be a first-time listener. So, Jason, you're up next after E-Hop. E-Hop, you're on the show, on the Sleeper Wire show on the Mail Sack. What's your question for us this week?
Hey, what's going on, guys? It is my first time on the show, so I appreciate your tips in advance. So I miraculously made it to playoffs after losing a bunch and winning a few. But I am the sixth seed, and I'm trying to figure out this week. I think I'm okay at RB. I'll tell you, it's a 12-team league with only four spots on the bench, and we have a 0.4 points PPR. So it's not even a half point. To put things in context, I got Winston as my QB. I got Elliott and Cook, Madison and Singletary. And for wide receivers, I got Lockett, Thielen, I got Shepard and Westbrook, D.D. Westbrook. And for tight end, I have Hunter Henry and Hollister. So my question is about start sit. So I'm definitely starting Elliott, starting Cook if he plays. I'm actually hoping that they sit him so I can start Matheson and not be limited on snaps. But my concern is going to be on, so I'm considering flexing Singletary. What do you guys think about that?
We like that. Singletary is a pretty good flex. Yep.
Okay. I was worried about the Baltimore match, but we'll see. Hopefully he does good. But for my biggest issues are going to be, all right, go ahead.
No, I was just saying he's going to be used in the passing game as well. So, he caught three balls with 38 and a touchdown. So, I mean, once you start seeing him get involved like that, that's obviously.
Yeah, and Raheem Mostert just shredded the Baltimore defense on the ground, and Singletary's getting ridiculous yards per carry. I really like him this week.
Yeah, I think he runs. He should get all the work this week. Like, he should get. What did he get? 17 touches last week. He should get way more this week.
Yeah, he's been. I actually traded Matt Ryan for Singletary, and they were making fun of me.
Nice trade.
I did that.
Nice trade.
No, you did. You did a good job.
I like that. I'm gonna give you a C, senor. That was a good trade.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so my issue is going to be at wide receiver position, because that's really thin. I've been, you know, waiting on Thielen to come back. He's been out for like several weeks, sitting on my bench with only four spots on the bench, so he's taking the spot there. But I'm not dropping him, so even if he doesn't play. And then I have Madison on the bench. And I was thinking about starting Lockett and Shepard, wide receiver. But my concern is, since Eli Manning is starting, I don't know how that changes the value of Shepard this week.
I mean, Eli loves Sterling Shepard, so I'm fine with Sterling Shepard. He's the number one option, I think. Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, I think I look at DD as the number two, and I look at Sterling Shepard as the number one on that team when Eli's there. So he's going to target. I know Ingram's coming back as well. We don't know if he's going to be out there for every snap. Sterling should be out there for every snap. I mean, they're easing him on. But, you know, he did catch a touchdown last week, and there against Philly. Philly's not very good against the pass. I like Shepard this week.
So questionable decision that I made this week on the waiver. I dropped, I picked up Hollister, and I dropped Christian Kirk out of frustration. was that a good pickup, or, I mean, should I drop Hollister for another wide receiver? Maybe I can pull you some names on the waiver right now.
Hollister's a good player. Hollister's a good player to have.
Yep.
So keep Hollister, keep him with Henry. I mean, I'm not going to start both at the same time.
There's
right?
There's not a lot of tight ends out there, and there's a lot of teams that are still going to be tight end needy. So it does not hurt for you to roster a second very usable tight end.
Yeah, if something happens to Henry, you're set, and worst case scenario, nobody else gets to use him against you.
Or if you're in a league and say, all right, we're in the playoffs now, so you know who has a tight end and who doesn't have a tight end. If you want to drop him like Sunday, and obviously there's going to be two less teams in the playoffs. So, and if those teams have strong tight ends, then yeah, maybe you could look to drop them and grab a running back. That's who I look to grab this late in the season. I don't want a wide receiver I'm not going to use. I don't want a tight end that I'm not going to use. I want a running back that if someone gets injured, he's going to step up and be the guy. So if Ingram gets hurt, Gus Edwards or... you know, we talked about Darwin, but it's a lot more crowded. But basically what I'm alluding to is that I'd rather have a running back. So I don't mind dropping Hollister on Sunday if no one else in the league has, like in the playoffs, has a strong tight end. If they're weak, then I'd hold them because they're going to pick them right up and just use them against you. So you don't want that.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you mean. So in terms of wide receiver for, you know, instead of Shepard, would you consider starting any of the following, like Crowder or Robbie Anderson or James Washington or even AJ Brown? All of those are available. Even Mike Williams and Cole Beasley, Randall Cobb, all of those are on the waiver wire.
Where are you guys?
I mean, I like Cole Beasley, but, you know, I think his team's pretty set. Dirty, what do you think?
I was just thinking the same thing. I'm like, I think I'd stand pat. I think I do
I
like
could do Robbie. I could do Robbie or Crowder. But to be honest, I have literally all the guys you just mentioned. Like, I have Robbie Anderson at I have Crowder at 32, I have Robbie Anderson. At 34, I have Sterling at 35.
So literally these guys are right next to each other. It's so funny. And then I have Mike Williams lower. So I have Mike Williams a few spots lower, like four or five spots lower, actually. So I keep what you have.
James Washington fall against the Cardinals?
James Washington? Where do I have James Washington? He's not ahead of those guys. At least on my rankings, I don't have them ahead yet. I actually have Crowder the highest, then Robbie Anderson, then Sterling. So...
Yeah, I think the biggest thing about that is concerning me about picking up Washington is he doesn't get enough targets. He only gets like 3-4 targets a game. He makes a lot out of them, but that's just not enough volume compared
to... Oh, and then actually... So I have A.J. Brown at 37, and then Washington is 41 for me. So he's still lower, much lower than those guys.
Okay, so I guess just keep it as is and ride the wave. Do you guys trust Jameis Winston this week, or should I look at streaming a quarterback in his place? There's, for example, Darnold has just got dropped. He's playing Miami next week, but I don't know if I can trust Darnold.
Yeah, I'm in that same boat. I got both on my roster right now, and I'm fighting over who to start, and I keep wanting to start Jameis. He's got a good floor. You know,
I'm playing Jameis.
Yeah, he's just got a good safe floor. Even though he gets the turnovers, he gets a lot of yardage. It seems like.
Yeah, he just makes it up.
He does.
I don't mind the turnovers at all. He just makes it up.
Interceptions, 2 to 3 interceptions a game. He gets past it.
It's hard.
Don't watch the game.
When you're putting up 400 yards a game.
Yeah,
you know, like it does 400 yards and 3 touchdowns or 2 touchdowns. You know, it doesn't really matter. So, yeah, the negative, hopefully you're in a interception league where it's only -1, you know, but even -2, if you're in a 6-point per touchdown, that's fine. You know, like Winston, I don't understand. I mean, I get why people have been dogging on Winston, but it's dumb. It's like you don't watch football, you know, like if you're thinking Winston is that bad. He's just not.
No, I think Winston is good. He runs the ball, and he has good wide receivers, so that makes him a lot more valuable.
And this is his first time having, like, a good quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like, he hasn't had a quarterback consistently for any amount of seasons, really. Him and Mariota, they had, like, the rawest deal when they came into the league. They had a new coach pretty much every year. So, like, how can you get better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, I guess I'll just say put. I'm really hoping that they sit Cook out, Dalvin Cook, so that I can start Madison. Otherwise, it's going to be really risky starting Cook, and if he leaves halfway through the game, do you think he'll play limited role, or do you think he'll play full role?
They would have to limit him. I mean, I wouldn't see why they would just give him a full load unless it really is nothing. If he just feels like, I mean, look at Josh Jacobs. He just said he's been playing pretty much most of the season with a hurt shoulder. You know, he's just been playing on it. So, I mean, it all depends on these players, you know, their pain tolerance, how bad the injury really is. But, yeah, obviously we'd like him to sit.
But if he's starting, there's no way that you would consider starting Madison over him.
No, I'd probably still roll with him and just live with the results. It's going to be scary, but I don't think I'd be able to sit Cook if he's playing.
Okay, that's where I'm at. But let's hope for the best. Anyways, I know there are other people waiting. I really appreciate all the tips, guys, and I hope you all kill it in your leagues as well.
Thanks for the call, man. Good luck. Man.
Thank you, guys. Have a good evening.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling in. And we got one more caller on the line here. I'm still waiting for Curtis. Where's Curtis at? Curtis, call me maybe. Come on. Jason's been on hold for like 33 minutes. First of all, Jason, welcome to the show. And secondly, what have you been doing the past 33 minutes?
Just watching TV, listening to the show.
All right, good. Well, you must have made it to the championship week. So what are your questions for us?
Yeah, really, I just got one quick question. I feel pretty solid about all the rest of my positions, but this year I'm in a two quarterback league. And so quarterbacks are kind of thin. I have Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. But I have this first round bye in the playoffs, and I'm looking at weeks 15 and 16, and he's on the road against Pittsburgh and New England. So I don't know, would y'all start Josh Allen, or would y'all try to pick up somebody available like Carson Wentz, Baker?
So I have the Wentz and Allen stack, which has been working out really well, and that's what I'm rocking going into one of my playoffs.
Yeah, if you can pick up Wentz, yeah, I'm playing Wentz over Allen this week.
I think so too, and I love Josh Allen more than anybody.
No, he's saying that he has a bye this week. He's saying for the future.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not really worried about this week. It's just week 15.
So you're talking about week 15
on the road. Yeah,
dude. If you're in a two quarterback league, the names you mentioned, if you're in a two quarterback league and Wentz and Baker are on the waiver wire,
yeah, you're picking up them anyway.
Make room and stash as many quarterbacks as you can. If you have bench space, like if you have guys you know you're not going to play, snap up all the quarterbacks you can.
Yes, sir. That's how you do it.
I've had Lamar and Allen pretty much all season, and it's worked out pretty good. So I haven't really had to, stream any quarterbacks all season.
Well, no, it's not about you streaming, guys. It's about blocking the other guys.
Keep them away from other people. Like, just block the other players just in case somebody wants to get smart and stream Wentz, in 2 weeks or something. You got him. You don't have to play him. Maybe you want to, but at least he's not available for your opponent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, we only have 5 spots on the bench, and I didn't really want to drop any of these guys for a quarterback.
Okay.
So I felt like if I'm going to get another quarterback, I would drop Allen, but I don't want anybody else playing him.
Oh, yeah, you're not dropping him.
Who do you got on your bench you could drop?
Joe Mixon, Philip Lindsay, Allen Robinson, Julio Jones, and Austin Hooper.
Okay. Yeah, you're not dropping any of those guys.
Yeah. Okay. Well, forget it.
You got a good team. I'm playing Wentz though for week 15. He's got Washington.
But you're not going to drop
better matchup.
But you're not going to drop Josh Allen to get Wentz, right?
No, he has Wentz. No.
No. Wentz is on the waiver wire. He's talking about he would drop Josh Allen. Don't drop either quarterback. Keep them. But if you can, like, if you find a guy on your bench, and
I think I do drop Josh Allen. I do drop Josh Allen because he's got Baltimore, he's got Pittsburgh, and then he's got New England. So I drop Josh Allen, and then I pick up Wentz because Wentz is just a better quarterback for the playoffs.
Okay.
You guys not okay with that or okay with that? I know I might have blown Mike's mind with that.
No, I'm not. With that, I actually completely agree, and maybe somebody else will pick him up, opening up somebody else you can grab. So,
right.
Do y'all like Ryan Fitzpatrick over Carson Wentz
for week 15?
For week 15 and 16, I'm kind of looking overall like
right. Oh, have, you okay? You want to rock somebody for both those weeks?
I don't really want
to start Fitzpatrick against Cincinnati. Cincinnati has been better since they've got their quarterback back. They want to win games all of a sudden, and it seems like they're a different defense. I don't want to play them week 16, but obviously they've got the Giants week 15. That's a decent matchup. So, Ryan Fitzpatrick is good for that. I still want Wentz, though. I still rather have Wentz.
Wentz. Okay. Well, I don't know. Wentz plays Dallas.
I'm fine with that.
Week 16.
Yeah, Dallas.
Oh, you
is
like
good.
That? Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I mean, I don't love it, but they could be scored on. They're not the toughest defenses for quarterbacks.
All right. I guess one question, would y'all wait and play Austin Hooper against San Francisco and Jacksonville, or would y'all pick somebody else up and stream them?
Who have you been using?
Jared Cook. I had Ryan Griffin.
You had Ryan Griffin? And what did you do with him? You dropped him?
Yeah, I dropped him.
Pick Ryan Griffin back up. He's playing Miami this week.
I picked up Philip Lindsay for him, so.
I'd rather have Ryan Griffin.
Austin Hooper?
Yeah, 100%.
Crazy.
It's not crazy. It's the playoffs. He's going to start him or no? Are you starting Lindsay?
He has real good matchups, but I would throw him in a flex, if anything, because I have Kamara and Cook for my running backs.
Yeah, I don't think you're starting him over the running backs you have. And then your receivers sound pretty good. Look, Ryan Griffin right now, since week six, he's been a top five running back in points. When all the other tight ends went down, he stepped up hugely. And he's got Miami this week. So that's just super juicy. Lindsay's good, obviously, but I just think the rest of your team, I don't know. We talked about tight ends and the scarcity of it. I would not want to have Ryan Griffin out there on waivers. That's just me.
But you even like Ryan Griffin on the road against Baltimore?
Yeah, don't forget.
And against Pittsburgh?
He's got a bye this week, Hoos. He's not using any matchups this week. He's got a bye. So he's not playing Ryan Griffin this week.
Right. Okay. I'd still pick up Ryan Griffin, though, just to block. I don't want anyone else to just pick up the Ryan Griffin points and just feel like, oh, cool, I got a top tight end rest of the season. So I still pick him up just to block, but yeah, you've got a good situation, so I don't think either way it hurts you. Whatever you decide, I don't think anything is going to be the you lost your championship because of this or that. Your team sounds pretty solid.
I think you're sitting okay with what you're at right now.
You really don't have to do anything.
Yeah, I do too. I don't know why what's going on. I think
we're just talking.
Yeah,
we're just
talking.
Let's just get to the more to the point and get on to some questions. You know, enough with the just talking. Let's go. But yeah, you got a solid team. I think you're fine.
All right then. Well, I picked up Jets defense last week against Cincinnati, and they kind of disappointed me. They're playing at home against Miami this week. Would y'all still play them, or do you think
I should stay away from them?
I play them this week.
I would sit them. Miami's been putting up points.
I play them this week.
I wouldn't. No, I'm going to lean towards no on that.
Yeah,
one,
I'm so. A no too. There's got to be some better out there on your waiver, right?
Why are we talking about this week anyway? I thought you're set for this week.
Oh, that's true.
Or is this another league?
I meant just pretty much like, you know, for the rest of the season.
Okay. So you're dealing with Jets or who?
But
I would just stream.
I had the 49ers defense pretty much all season, I didn't like their moves. Dropped them.
Oh, you dropped the Niners? You shouldn't have done that.
I want to drop them, but I don't think you... I mean, no one's really going to use them, though, right now. But I don't think I would drop them.
I didn't think anybody was going to pick them up. And if they did, I don't know.
You're fine with it. Yeah, I think I'd be fine with it.
You just need to stream, look at the matchups, and because I doubt there's going to be anything that's really there that you're going to want to use every single week of the playoffs. So
you want to grab the Eagles if you can, if they're there. Other than that, yeah, you're streaming each week.
All right.
All right, man, guys. Best of luck.
Thanks, Jason, for calling in.
Yeah.
Looking at ship.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Not ship time yet, but you know what I mean.
Well, you know what time it is.
Hey.
I did look, man! I did. I think I got my swagger back.
It's Curtis, baby. What's up, Curtis?
Hey.
What's up, guys? What's up, Curtis?
You guys make sure you give him the worst advice today, because I feel like he's going to be asking you.
Listen to me. I'm playing good coaches this week, so I need good advice, man. I'm trying to bring home a championship, man.
All right, let's see what you got.
All right, matter of fact, let me start with that league, because since I'm going against this, I need help in this league. I need help in this league the most. All right, okay, guys. My lineup feel like it's pretty good. I mean, I have Pat Mahomes as my starting QB, and I was thinking about putting Kyler Murray as my super flex QB, but I think I got a better matchup against Atlanta. So what do you guys think?
Kyler Murray against Pittsburgh.
Yes.
I think I'm going Kyler.
Going Kyler?
Yeah.
Dirty? Who are you going here?
It's between Mahomes and Kyler Murray?
No. It's between Kyler Murray and Kyle Allen.
Oh, Kyler Murray for sure. Sorry, I thought you said Mahomes first.
I definitely play Kyle Allen.
No.
Hoos, you don't get a vote.
I play Kyle Allen. That's what I'd go with. He's going to take you to the promised land.
All right, guys. Another question for a different league now. I'm set up in this league with my bye. So I was kind of a dick yesterday, and I literally picked up every tight end. I'm on bye this week, but my tight end was Ryan Griffin. I knew Jack Doyle's on waiver wire, so I picked up Jack Doyle. I picked up Mike Gesicki. I have Austin Hooper as well. So I'm sitting because my bench is pretty big, and all my players I have is all my stars. Like, my stars are like top tier. I got Nick Chubb, Kamara, Tariq Hill, Godwin, Devontae Adams, DeAndre Hopkins, and my quarterbacks are Ryan Tannehill and Kyler Murray, and I just put a Fitzpatrick and put him on the bench as well. So what do you guys think about that?
I think that you're probably gonna piss off some people in your league that need a tight end.
I've already got a lot of messages today. Everyone's telling me I'm a dig, go to hell, I hate you, yada yada. I'm like, that's cool, that's fine. You should have put waivers in for them. If you wanted them, you should have put waivers in for them.
That's right, and tell them they should have thought ahead.
Right.
Verification.
Exactly.
They got caught slipping. They got caught sleeping. You know, we don't sleep here. Exactly. Sleeper wire though. You know, so you on it. You on top of it. That's they bad. You have no apologies.
All right, guys. In one of my leagues, Tyler Lockett is one of my better receivers, but I don't trust him no more. It's 2 weeks in a row. I can't play him in the fantasy. I feel like it's too dangerous to play him inside the fantasy playoffs. I feel like it's way too dangerous now. So it's out of time. Lockett. Or what's that name? Darius Slayton. Darius Slayton going against Philadelphia. Would you play Tyler Lockett or we go with Darius Slayton?
Lockett.
It's Lockett for sure. I mean, you're gonna trust Eli?
Well, you're not going to trust Eli with Slayton. He has no rapport with him.
And it's I know Lockett's had a couple of down games, but man, Lockett is the man there.
Right,
he's setting fire to the league this year.
Except the past two games, he's been very, very quiet. He hasn't been getting the targets.
Right, but over Slayton though, that's not even a.
Yeah, it's
to
not
me, even... this is not even. If it was Shepard, heck yeah, it'd be a question. But it's not. It's Slayton with no rapport with Eli. I don't see Eli all of a sudden just targeting Shepard. I mean, sorry, Slayton. He looks good. I really like Slayton, but Shepard looks really good with Eli. I think he's going to target him. He's going to target Ingram. He's back. He's going to target Saquon.
I don't know how much you're going to see Slayton. Now, Slayton, for all we know, he could go off, but I wouldn't bet on that in your playoffs. I think you got to play with Tyler Lockett and not get too cute.
I got you. Because in this league, there is no tight end position. You could play a tight end, but there's no tight end position. I should ask you guys. I can also switch Lockett for Darren Waller. I have Darren Waller on the bench as well. Would you play Lockett over Darren Waller?
See, now that's when it gets interesting. I think I still go Lockett, but that's it gets closer there. You know, that's. That if you want to go a gut call and you want to go Waller there, I can see you doing it. But Waller, really, he's been quiet too, aside from the past game that he just put up a bunch of points. Previous games, he's been quiet.
I would probably, honestly, I think Waller kind of has the floor right now. But Lockett is, you know, Locker's the guy. Lockett's the guy. Waller's been getting more targets than him recently. And Tennessee is not great at all against the tight end. So I think this could actually be a pretty decent game for Waller, but Lockett just has the ceiling. You know, he can one catch he can take to the house and get you 15 points.
Right. So what are you looking for here? Ceiling or floor?
In this line, I mean, I can tell you what, Mark. I feel I might be good. I might be good selling because I mean, and this I got Debo Samuel. I'm starting Debo Samuels. I'm starting.
You're starting Debo. I'd put Lockett in over Debo and Flex Waller if it were me.
Yeah, me too.
What? Why do you like Debo so much?
I mean, Debo. He's been pretty consistent. He's been pretty consistent. I mean, ever since week 10, he has not.
He's their number two.
Floor lately has been.
He had two real good games. He had two real good games, Seattle and Arizona, and then his last two games, he's only had two catches. Now, luckily, he's had a touchdown in the last two games, but without those touchdowns, the dude's. You know, he's only had six total targets over the 2 weeks. I see what you're looking at, but with Sanders there and Lockett definitely has the upside over Debo.
Yeah, I mean, Debo probably has a safer floor. But I'm not playing guys. For me, I don't want to play guys for floor. I want to play guys because they have a potential to help me win this game or the league or whatever it is. So I'm putting all guys that's going to potentially put up 30 points, not potentially put up 10 points.
I got you. All right. Another quick question. If James Conner is cleared the previous week, would you play him or would you still bench him?
If he plays, I play him.
Yeah, if he's cleared, you play him. But I think that they are probably holding off another week, so we'll see.
Because in my running back spots, I have I got Devontae Freeman and Devin Singletary.
You know, I like Devin Singletary more than Devonta Freeman, but if they play, if James Conner's there, I would start him over Freeman.
Same.
Even though Freeman going against Carolina, and Carolina legitimately has the worst run defense in the league.
He just doesn't look good.
Yeah, Freeman, tell me a game that Freeman's actually looked good rushing. I know he's been catching a ball.
He never looked good rushing.
Yeah, so, I mean, unless he's going to get a ton of targets and Julio's coming back. So I just don't see him having a huge game. I could see him possibly. I could see Kadri Allison coming in Vulture and a touchdown from Freeman or something like that. Or you just don't know. I mean, it's that backfield has not been kind to you. Freeman's been an okay flex for you earlier in the season. If you draft him in like a fifth round, you're happy. Hopefully you packaged him in a trade and got something else worthwhile for him. But I don't know if how much he's going to help you. I don't know how much you can trust him in your fantasy playoffs. I mean, I don't want to trust him. I mean, if you have to, then you have to. But I don't think you have to here.
I got you. Well, then, last question. Guys, what do you feel is a good defense to run with through the playoffs? Because in my main league, I'm on a bye. So, but I do got week 15. I got the Vikings because they going against the Chargers. But week 16, I don't like the Vikings matchup because they go against Green Bay. So, what do you guys feel is like a really good defense to pick up for fantasy playoffs?
You know, it kind of depends on who's available.
Well, right. I could tell you right now.
I like Packers. They're available.
Right now, available. Like the main ones that jump out. The Eagles available, but I don't trust the Eagles no more. After what happened with Miami, I can't trust them no more. It's the Eagles, the Browns, Cowboys, 15. Saints.
Eagles, Cowboys, Saints.
Yeah, Eagles, Cowboys, Saints, Browns, Colts, Raiders, Bears, and Tampa Bay, the Rams, Broncos, Jets, Bills, Chiefs, Giants, Redskins.
Bills a good one too. I mean, I've been rocking the most of the season, though. I do, and I feel like I just picked up Green Bay, though. I think so. I like
Buffalo week 15 against Pittsburgh. Then they play New England week 16. So I don't love it as much there.
Their offense just isn't good. I don't mind it against. To be honest with you, I'm not afraid of New England's offense. So I don't mind rocking them both weeks. If you have to, but if you can plan and get a better defense for week 16, obviously you look for the most ideal. Mike, you got anything?
No, you guys are covering it. I'm just kind of sitting back agreeing.
I got you. Well, I'm good to go there.
All right, brother. So I'll see you this Sunday, taking you down, you know, and we'll hear your cries on Tuesday. Or Wednesday next, you know, and
guys,
we'll get to it.
Guys, I'm letting you know, and somebody's going to on Sunday. I'm telling you, he's going to need a hug on Sunday.
Call us on Sunday.
We're going to see.
Without who's here there, Curtis.
We're going to see.
I got you.
All right, brother.
All right, good luck to everybody out there.
All right, thanks. Good
luck, man. Sure.
In the league that we're in.
Oh, stop. You know you don't mean that. I love how Curtis.
I love Curtis.
I love how Curtis has main league and then he's got a main league.
I hope Curtis beats me.
He might have
like as funny as that sounds. Like I don't mind Curtis beating me at all. Like it's something I don't mind. You know, you play against those guys in the league that you can't talk trash to them because it's like they're the nice guy in the league.
Right.
And you're just like, I don't even care about playing you this week. You're so nice, and if you beat me, I won't even be upset. That's Curtis.
He's trying to get into your head, Curtis. He's doing his reverse psychology profit bullshit. He will be so upset if he loses to you. Maybe. I don't know. I can't figure it out. All right, next up, we got one more call here. I believe.
Give me a hell yeah.
I believe this is Stone Cold Rogers. Andrew, is that you?
That is correct. Yeah.
All right, all the way from the 316. I mean the 613.
Another way around.
Whatever. Yeah, we'll do it backwards. Welcome to the championship week one show. What kind of championship questions you got, champ? Soon to be champ.
Well, one of them is a bit of a doozy. It's for starting a quarterback. And I've literally been like struggling all season. It's the only position I've been struggling with, but I have Josh Allen, Matt Ryan, and Ryan Tannehill.
That is something you would struggle with because they're all they've all been pretty good. So I could see you possibly.
No, I actually get them all up throughout the season.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I didn't start. I started the season with Goff and Rivers, and
oh, we know how that turned out. So right now you're looking to start these guys for week what, 14, 15, and 16, and you're trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay. So for this week,
well, at least for week 14.
Right. Yeah. So you don't have the bye. You're playing this week, right?
Not in this week, no. No, in this league, all six teams play the first week.
Okay, so for the first league, what quarterback issues? You say you got Josh Allen, Tannehill, and
let's go ahead and rock. I'm rocking Tanny.
I'm rocking Tanny as well.
Over Josh Allen?
Tannehill has Oakland.
Yeah, Oakland.
How have they looked recently? I think they've put up like 2 points in 2 weeks. And Josh Allen is playing the Baltimore defense. That's looked pretty good. Yeah, so I mean, you know, that's more of a match.
Quarterbacks average about like, 24 or so, 14 or something like that a game. I think I read that somewhere.
I mean, I expect Josh Allen to. I expect Josh Allen to get like 18 to 20 points, and I expect Ryan Tannehill to get 27 because Oakland is terrible.
Okay. In this matchup, I'm looking for just the safer option because I have a big projection over my opponent.
Okay.
Projection is some objections, but sure.
I know. It's all kind of tossed up in the end.
Okay, so who safer between who?
Tannehill and Allen.
Oh, so you have them in both leagues. Gotcha.
In this league. Yeah. I have these three guys in this league. Yeah.
I think Tannehill for sure is safer.
I think they're both safe in terms of their floor. I think the floor is probably 15 points for both players. Josh Allen gets you it because he can run and make something with his legs. And actually, let's see here. So Josh Allen, he's had a 13-point game and a 19-point game this season. So it looks like his floor is really, his floor is really kind of like 18 points. But Tannehill against weak defenses really airs it out. I still think it's Tannehill. Tannehill's putting up, he didn't have his best week last week, but he didn't need to. He only threw the ball 22. He only attempted to throw the ball 22 times. He completed 17 of them. It was just a very efficient game. It wasn't a bad game. He had zero interceptions. They just kind of dominated Indianapolis. So
Tannehill seems like the safe bet for that.
Yeah, Baltimore's been looking good.
I was just wondering with the way Josh Allen plays, he's a runner like Lamar, not as good as Lamar, but
it could.
Baltimore hasn't seen a quarterback like him yet.
It could be a very low scoring game. I know people don't want to hear that, but both teams are pretty solid defenses with two running quarterbacks and pretty good run options on both teams. I mean, those things generally add up to not a ton of incomplete passes and a lot of running of the clock and just the clock just moving.
I mean, we could. My only thing about Tannehill, I could say, see, is if they put up a bunch of points and then they just let Derrick Henry just continue running. So that's the only thing where I could see. Whereas Josh Allen, he's running, but Tannehill's been running too. So it's weird. Tannehill's been Tannehill's been a running. I don't want to say it's weird. Tannehill is a running quarterback as well. Josh Allen is obviously a lot better overall, but I think Josh Allen could possibly get you more points. But Tannehill is definitely safer.
See, no, that's what Mike and I are saying is that we think that Tannehill has the higher ceiling here. because he's playing.
I think Josh Allen has a higher ceiling based off of just how good he's been this year. And yeah, I would definitely give the higher ceiling to Allen. I think Tannehill has a better floor against Oakland.
In another league, still Josh Allen, but Sam Darnold or Josh Allen?
Allen.
Yeah, I think
that was Darnold going against Miami.
Yeah, I can't trust Darnold. We had him against Cincinnati last week, and he failed. Like, no.
Well, problem. I mean, that's not my reasoning, but I just like Allen more this week. I have Sam Darnold in my top 15, but yeah, I have Josh Allen in my top 12.
Yeah, so again, this is another game that I think this game could be high scoring. So I think if you're looking for the safer floor, it's going to be Josh Allen.
In this league, I'm looking for a little more because in this league, I'm the highest scoring team and I have the most points scored again. So. Kind of a rotten luck in this league.
I mean, if you're needing, I think that Sam Darnold has a better chance at putting up 30 this week than what Josh Allen does, but I think he also has a better chance of putting up 12. So he's going to be your high risk, high reward in a game where there should be it should be relatively high scoring.
Could be. I mean, another one of those divisional games where you're just like, I don't know. Not that these guys are playing for anything. These guys, this is the toilet bowl. This is who gets the first pick, you know, even though we all know the Bengals are going to get it. But that's what this game is more about, I feel like, than anything. But yeah, I feel safer with Josh Allen.
Yeah. And a question I didn't think I'd ask at the beginning of the season, but I need you to pick two receivers out of this bunch to start in PPR. Keenan Allen, Odell Beckham, Tyler Boyd, Marquise Brown, and DK Metcalf.
Yeah, so I mean, it's still OBJ and Keenan for me.
Yeah, okay. I think I just need a little insurance. Like assurance to put them in there, even though they've both been kind of up and down all year.
I don't think anybody is going to give you too much confidence about those guys. But we're not going to tell you to sit them because of their boom ability. And that's where I am with Odell. Like, I had him a bust coming into the season. He has been a bust. But I still struggle ranking him every week. Like, I still, like, my heart wants to put him in my top, 12 every week. But then at the same time, production-wise, it just doesn't make sense to put him in my top 20. It just doesn't.
But at the same time, the struggle of all the rankers.
He's frustrating to rank because you have to put him high. Otherwise, like, what's wrong with you? You know, like, every week I put him higher than I want to. So right this week I have him top 12. I don't necessarily think he's going to finish in the top 12, but he has Cincinnati. What I talked about, now they got their, I don't know. I'm probably going to lower him.
So I would for sure go Keenan Allen.
Starting this week?
I'm still starting Odell though over those other guys. I just think that that's just what you do. It's frustrating.
You need to monitor what's going on with his groin. He has a little bit of a groin thing. Keenan Allen's a must start. You need to monitor kind of what's going on with Baker's hand and OBJ's hand, or in his groin.
Both of those guys are fine. They're both going to roll out there, and they've got a ton to still prove this year. They're just Odell's only has two touchdowns. It's like it's crazy. But it's hard to sit him though. It's just.
So where that's, you got that's, that? That's what you we're doing. Keenan and OBJ.
I think I hear Dirty Jobs taking a large pull of, and so he agrees with what we're saying, basically.
100%.
Okay.
upset.
Now I got a flex, a couple of flex questions, just kind of the spoils of riches. And I have two flex spots, and I'm trying to decide, and this is not a joke, between Todd Gurley, George Kittle, Melvin Gordon, and Devin Singletary. And I need two.
And you said this is PPR standard again?
Yeah, PPR, yeah.
Give me Gordon and Singletary here.
Gurley's been looking good. I think I got to play Gurley.
Yeah, it's been.
No, Kittle being like the number two option again, or?
What was that?
I'm starting Kelsey. I don't know if that makes a difference.
Yeah, you're starting Kelsey.
Yeah,
you're starting Kelsey. You're starting Gordon.
I'm starting Gordon normally, and then the other one.
The other one.
It's got to be Melvin and Gurley.
Just because of the running and catching.
Yeah, you're going Gurley.
Gurley's looked good.
Yeah, he has been. And it looks like they're finally starting.
That's why I'm struggling, because I don't want to sit anybody.
Yeah, and he's finally starting to get the rock, so.
He had 19 rushes last week for 95 yards. Like, you know, they're playing ball. And they left him in there when they let him run the ball when they were killing the Cardinals. So.
Yeah, that was nice to see. I don't think they're much worried anymore. I don't think. And even Todd McVay, they asked him a question today about, you know, why, what's the whole thing with Todd Gurley's touches lately? And he just answered. He was like, oh, I'm answering kind of not verbatim, but he was just saying, I haven't been being stupid, kind of. It was more lines of that, like, of.
This is what
I'm not being
No. Like, this is what he said.
The dog that poop fast don't poop for long, man.
The dog that poop fast don't poop for long.
He says a very good job. There you go.
You can't make Todd Gurley poop fast, because then he runs out. You poop for long. You wanted to poop for long, not fast.
Oh, man. That makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
All right, Stone Cold.
So you won that championship, man.
You good? You got anything else?
Just one more, and this is for the Pro-Am.
All right.
I did get the first round bye, finished first overall. So
who's Pro-Am is that? 15.
You're really good.
Jason.
Who's?
Jason.
Jason's okay, yeah. Where did Jason finish? Is he in the playoffs?
Yeah, put him on blast like that. Put him on it.
A blast like that.
Hey, that's what we teach each other.
He finished sixth. He just made it.
Okay, all right. So he's fighting. He's fighting. He did better than I did. I did not make the playoffs in my Pro-Am. It was a 14-team best ball league. I didn't do too well this year.
You're on to Cincinnati.
So. No, he got it. I beat him in the last week, but he still got in because the team below him lost, I think. But no, he's in there. He's going to go against Matthew Hill, DFF.
Oh, Matthew Hill, nice.
Yeah. But my question for this week was more asking about a quarterback for like week 15. Because I have Ryan Tannehill, but there's Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Jacoby Brissett on the waiver wire.
For this week?
I was wondering if I should reach out to one of them instead of Tannehill for next week.
Oh, for next week.
Yeah, not this week, yeah.
Right, you had the bye.
Yeah. Cousins has the Chargers, Goff has Dallas, Fitzpatrick has the Giants, and Garoppolo has Atlanta.
Thank God, Fitzpatrick here.
Tannehill has Houston. I don't know.
Houston hasn't been too bad.
Yeah. And it's more trying to look ahead. And
stuff. I think I'll go Fitzpatrick here. I know it's gross, but
his team is losing, but he's putting up a lot of points.
Yeah, he's having fun out there. I mean, he's an older quarterback. He doesn't know if these are going to be his last few years. I mean, last few games, you know.
He's just trying to make the most of it, I guess.
Yeah, you know, he's got to have fun out there. So he's playing with a lot of confidence. He's showing. And he looks pretty good. So the only thing with Fitzmagic is, worried about when he turns into tragic, you know. So you worry, but can that happen against the Giants? I mean, the Giants have been so bad this year defensively. It's a good matchup. That's where I am. What about you guys?
Yeah, Fitzpatrick's putting up numbers. You know, that's what you want. So I'm pretty okay with him.
It's odd. It's odd to say it, but I'm actually kind of comfortable with him rest the season. It's gross.
It is.
It's funny, but it's gross.
I mean, that's fantasy football. You know, we've some weird players that we just, you know, it's about obscurity, just weird guy, you know, practice squad guys coming over, taking over Scarboroughs and stuff. It's weird stuff. Honestly, it's fantasy football.
On that team, I literally have Devontae Parker, and he was my best receiver last week out of Tyler Lockett, John Brown, and DJ Chark.
That's fantasy football. You asked somebody that earlier in the year, they would have said you're retarded. That's sorry, not retarded. It's a bad word to say.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying? They would have just said you're crazy. You know, it's not going to happen. But here we are. Lamar Jackson's the best quarterback in football right now, too. Not that many people saw that. I know our draft genius did. A couple other people, other analysts.
Well, not many people saw Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson fighting for the MVP. So.
No. This is true.
Andrew.
All right, brother. Anything else?
Sorry,
guys.
No, it's all good, man.
Thank you for all your help.
All right, we got bedtimes, you know. We got to get to bed soon. Thank you for calling.
I understand. Sorry.
Hey, thanks for being a part of all the leagues with us, too.
Thank you for the help.
It's been so much fun to have you in our leagues this year, and good job making the playoffs. I was going to play this for Curtis, and I completely forgot. So what's going to happen now? We got one more call. I'm going to shut the phone lines down after this guy. That'll be it for calls. We got to get to some writing questions. So I'm just going to play this for him because he's the last caller.
Now I would just like to introduce y'all to the man, the myth, the legend, the MVP front runner. If anybody else got to say something different about that, then come see me. If you got an issue with that, come see me. I'm about that. Big trust. Woo, woo.
Woo, woo. Jason, you're the final caller on the show this week. You better bring some energy and have some good questions. Woo-woo. What's up, man?
I'll do my best.
All right.
Hey, what are y'all's thoughts on playing Amari Cooper tomorrow night against Chicago?
Amari Cooper,
I also have
D-Hop
and Shark.
That you play ahead of them, or I play Shark over Cooper.
Okay.
Oh, I'd be going Amari.
He historically has bad games away. Especially you.
He does. Mike?
Yeah, but I know Dirty's going to say Shark.
Yeah, I do. I like Shark this week.
but Steve, I can also put one of them in flex. So.
Okay, so flex. Okay, we'll finish your question.
My flexes, Shark. Oh, no problem. So my flexes are Golden Tate if he plays, Darius Geis, or Jordan Howard if he plays. He's still hurt.
Yeah, I'm flexing. So you're flexing or you're flexing Shark. Either one of those guys, I'd be fine flexing.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, flex Geis,
so
right.
Cooper.
Over Cooper?
No,
I'm asking.
We're playing Cooper in the wide receiver slot, and then I'm flexing.
So you're playing Geis over Shark then?
Yes.
I'm still sticking with Shark.
Okay, so your wide receiver 1 and 2 right now are Hopkins and Shark, right?
Hopkins and Cooper, and then I have Shark in my flex, but I can move Shark up if
so. I think that I'm gonna rock the guys that you have, but I'm actually gonna you have two flexes. I'm going to bench Tate, and I'm going to play Chark and Geis.
Yeah, are you starting Tate? I'd bench Tate as well.
Well,
okay.
I would like to, but he's hurt, so you never know. Right. It's a Monday night, so you never know what's going to happen.
You're not starting, so you got the one flex. So for me, I'm doing Cooper and Shark. You do it however you want it.
I'm sorry.
He has two flexes. Okay. So you need to start your three wide receivers and Geis. Shark, okay.
And
Hopkins,
you guys think
Cooper,
they have to feed Cooper the ball? And you think they have to feed Cooper the ball because they got to win?
Right. I think they're going to come out with a different analysis.
And what were the other names? Sorry, can you give me the other names over Geis again? Not that I want to go away from him. I don't remember.
No, you're good. I have Tariq Cohen. I have Cohen.
Yeah, you go Geis.
Tate and Howard.
Yeah, Geis.
Okay. All right. And one more question for you guys. Eagles defense or Ravens defense?
Ravens.
Ravens.
Yeah, Ravens.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Yep. Good
Thank
luck, guys.
You. Good job, Jason.
Thanks, guys. You did good.
You did good, kid. All right, Jason, thanks for calling in. We have we got to move.
We got a lot of questions.
Not a lot. I shouldn't say a lot, but a lot of chat on the Mixler chat. So, I will do my best here to sort through this. You know what? Let's go ahead.
You gonna jump in a sack while you sort?
No, I'm going to do the sack first.
Okay.
Well, let me see who's listening. No, these guys are still listening. I'm sorry. That's rude of me. Yeah, they're still listening. So let me zip back down here because Randy Thomas was in the show. Bull-Eye Boost was in the show a lot. There's a lot of chat. So I'm just going to go back to where I left off, which was, I think, Black Widow 17. Yeah, okay, so we took care of Oswaldo's questions. Black Widow 17 on bye week this week. Number one in the league, have Kittle. Wondering if I should pick up a backup tight end this week for week 15 just in case. Who would you suggest? So here's your choices, backup tight end. Gesicki, Hollister are available. Also, would you keep the Pats defense for the rest, or should I go with Houston or Green Bay?
Hollister and keep Patriots. Obviously, you don't really want to use them against Kansas City this week, but other than that,
16.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, good.
Yep.
Good with that.
All right. Black Widow 17 also dropped Jamal Williams for Deebo Samuel. Did I make a mistake?
You dropped Jamal Williams for Deebo? I would say yes.
I mean, did you hear this guy's post game? Come on. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, you keep Jamal Williams just for that alone. You know, you're probably going to get that on your feed.
Seen a safer floor for 10 points than Jamal Williams.
Yeah, exactly. His under running backs are CMC and Hunt. So, yeah, get Williams back you can.
Yeah, you're holding him.
Minimal
impact. I mean, we love Hunt and CMC, but obviously you got to get some depth.
Minimal impact. Got the bye. Which back are you stashing or blocking for playoffs? Standard. Mostert, Breida, Madison, or Laird? I have Chubb, Hunt, Jacobs, Ingram, and Latavius. It's Madison for me there.
Madison.
Yep, same.
All right.
Yeah.
Bully, how you say this? Bullseye bus defense. Baltimore or Bills or Carolina? I'm sorry, Baltimore or Carolina? Baltimore at the Bills or Carolina at the Falcons?
Baltimore.
BMO.
All right. Oswaldo, I picked up Pascal from the waiver, then dropped him for the Rams defense, and I already have the Steelers defense. Good move or get him back? I think I already talked to him on the app. I said try to get Pascal back and just stick with one defense. You guys agree with that?
Yeah. Especially, I mean, I guess it's maybe they have a better. I don't have the Rams schedule in front of me, so I'm guessing they have like a good week 15 or 16. I don't have it in front of me. Let me see. So week 15, they have the Vikings, and week 16 they have Oakland. So
he's looking
against
at
Oakland,
probably.
I could see you holding them, against Oakland.
So his wide receivers are Thielen, Kupp, Fuller, Shepard, and Sutton. I'd want Pascal in there just in case Thielen doesn't play. You never know what'll happen. And Fuller,
I like what he has.
Yeah,
I think he's fine.
Okay. Bullseye Bus. How confident should I be in Cup and Mike Evans?
Very confident.
Yeah, ones. They command the targets, and they should be scoring the most points on their team. It doesn't happen every week.
They haven't been as consistent as you would like, but you got to rock them.
Yeah. And that's why you got to rock them, because they haven't been as consistent as you like. You don't know if they're going to go off for you this week.
This one's for Dirty Jobs. Oswaldo, Brandon Cooks on the waiver wire. Should I add him?
I mean, I'm kind of trying to fade him just because I just don't really see him getting involved on that team. You see him going to the tight end more, whether it's Higbee or Everett, and then you've got Cooper Kupp that's just a target monster. And then last week, Robert Woods was the guy.
Yeah.
So I guess, I mean, you could technically say that this should be Brandon Cooks' week.
Can't say that. You can't say that. No. Come on.
No, you can never say that.
No, you can't say
that. Not for this year, at least. I mean, he's had a couple good... I think a lot of people forgot that Cooks had a couple decent games in the beginning of the year, but that was it, you know, so I don't know. Like, you just can't count on it. If you want to pick him up just to... I don't know if you're blocking anybody. I don't know who's rushing to pick him up. And then if they are, I don't think you're that upset that they threw him in your lineup. It's kind of like Trojan horse situation.
Let them deal with that uncertainty. Yeah. He's a tough one to start. MGB 1026. Good evening, fellas. My starting nine are Wilson, Chubb, Aaron Jones, Keenan Allen, Hopkins, Godwin, Hooper, Bagley, Carolina or Rams defense. So who do you like in Carolina or Rams defense this week? I think I take the Rams. Carolina's killing me.
Yeah, give me the Rams, too.
I take the Rams this week. Lucas, give me the Rams. Give me the Rams.
Yeah, I don't love either, but I'm going Rams.
All right. Bench is Golden, Jamal Williams, Geis, Foles, Koo, A.J. Brown, Giants D. Okay. PPR. What should I make priority to pick up fourth on the waiver? Available are Kyle Allen, Fitzpatrick, Rivers, Carr, Goff, Marlon Mack, McCoy, Mostert, Gus Edwards, Laird, Slayton, Pascal, McLaurin, Anthony Miller, Gesicki, McDonald, Higbee, Colts, Texans, Tampa Bay. I can drop Golden. A.J. Brown, Foles would need to replace with another quarterback. Would like to drop the Rams D and possibly Carolina D. I don't understand what this. What the hell is this guy talking? So, any of those names pop out to you that you would drop Golden Tate for? He looks like to be the guy he's trying to get rid of, or Foles. I would definitely drop Foles.
For sure, dropping Foles.
And which quarterback would you get? Allen? I'm sorry, Kyle Allen, Fitzpatrick, Rivers, Carr, Goff. Those are your choices.
Probably Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick for Foles. Okay, then if you drop Golden Tate, would you grab any of these guys? Slayton, Pascal, McLaurin, Miller?
I'm not dropping Tate.
Stay with Tate? Okay, none of those names pop out at you like, oh, I got to have that guy?
Maybe McLaurin, yeah, if Case Keenum was still the guy, but I'd still rather have Tate than Pascal.
Maybe McLaurin for week 15.
That's the only. Yeah, I'm looking at that. That's the only week I'd even consider possibly starting him. I'm not even sure I would if I didn't have a better option.
Right. All these guys are kind of the same.
Yeah, I'd stay put for now, I think. Bulls. Okay, so, hey, Steve, my plane is going to depart. Freeman advice. This dude plays in public leagues. Show is all after this call. 45 minutes out of 50. This dude may play daily with all these options.
I love speed. I love Steve's speed reading talk. He's like, Bobby's like a robot right now.
These
like
guys were having their own conversation here. Okay, here's a question. Drop McLaurin for Ross. John Ross.
I think I would.
I think I would, too. Just because I want, you know, like that upside play. But then again, McLaurin in week 15, was it 15? He's got a good matchup.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, but that's just, I don't know. I think I'd rather have Ross.
I think I might too.
Dalton's there. Dalton's me. Ross
you would actually,
like number one.
you'd actually use Ross? You'd consider using Ross?
Depending on my team. I mean, I probably wouldn't start him. I probably wouldn't need to start him. But depending on my team, I don't know if what injuries I have, if what's the – look, this we talk about this all the time, like how a question – how much deeper you can go into a question. Is it a 16-team league? Is it 14? What the benches are like? How many wide receivers are you starting? How many flexes are you starting? All this stuff matters. So possibly.
Stash. Let's just call it a stash. McLaurin or Ross for a stash?
What do you want? Ross.
Okay. I would pick Ross.
Got Miami in week 16, baby.
Lucas. Okay. Lucas is taking a piss. I did that during the Curtis call. let's see. Championship week. Hope for McLaurin. If it's like, okay, blah, blah, blah. We talked about Tyrell. Two quarterback, two flex, Geis or OBJ? Seriously, that might have been a question they were responding to. This guy was gaming. I'm sorry, this is what about Mike Evans? Should he be trusted? Bullseye Bus says, should I trust Mike Evans?
Yeah, sure. It's Mike Evans.
I'm gonna
play Evans. You're not sitting. Evans Cup and Keenan, bench Shepard and Deebo. Deebo, I think that's the right play.
Absolutely,
right play. All right. Then he's also debating Baltimore defense or Carolina. I think we've said Baltimore plenty of times here.
Mm-hmm.
That would be that. He's a little worried about Kamara starting against the 49ers. Oh, here we go. Dominic Joseph. This just came in. Which quarterback for week 14? Dak, Fitzpatrick, or Tannehill?
Dak, Fitzpatrick, or Tanny. Give me Tanny.
Yep, I'm taking Tanny here, too. And what's weird is that Fitzpatrick is my next guy up.
Okay. MG.
What do I have? Prescott. Was that Prescott? Actually, no, sorry. He's at Prescott?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got Prescott ahead, actually. Sorry.
Okay, Prescott ahead. So Prescott and Mike, you said Fitzpatrick.
No, I said Tannehill.
You said Tannehill. Okay.
Yeah, he's the Tanny, then Fitzpatrick was next.
All right. That doesn't help Dominic Joseph. We gotta make a call.
Well, who would you go with, Steve?
I don't know. I haven't done my research yet. I got till tomorrow night. What are you talking about? You think I'm prepared for this stuff? Man, I think I would probably. I think I'd go Dak.
You got Dallas has. They're at Chicago.
I don't care.
And Ryan Tannehill's at Oakland.
I think I go Dak.
Yeah, I
would
go Dak.
I think I would go Dak. MGB 1026. Pick up Houston defense and start them this week. Who should I drop? Carolina? Rams, Giants. Carolina has not done anything. You don't have to tell me. Should I keep trust the Giants for week 15 and 16? I don't want the Giants or Carolina, to be honest. I'm good with dumping them both.
Yeah, I mean, their defense is that if you have nothing else out there, sure, you're going to use them.
But he's carrying three defenses right now. Like, pair that
down
to
two.
Or he's
keeping away right now. I mean, you don't have to play keep away on defense. None of these guys are going to score 20 points.
No.
Like, none of these defenses are going to score 20.
I'd keep the Rams and I'd get Houston. I'd drop Giants and Carolina, I think.
Yeah, you don't need that many defense. I'd much rather have some running backs.
Yeah. So would you start Houston this week then?
Over Carolina?
Over Carolina, the Rams, or the Giants?
Yes, I would. Right. Yes.
All right, so get Houston. Drop one of the other ones. Drop the Giants for Houston. Maybe consider dropping Carolina. I don't feel great about Carolina defense at all. And pick up a running back or something. Bullseye Bust, tight end, Rudolph or Goddard?
Give me Goddard, whatever, Yogurt. Yogurt the Schwartz.
Dallas Yogurt.
All right. We're good with that? As a quorum? I don't even know if we have a quorum. Okay. Hooper or Griffin this week, PPR? I got to say Griffin right now because we don't even know if Hooper's going to play.
Right.
But
give me Griffin either way.
Either way.
Yeah, give me Griffin either way.
Dirty?
Yeah, same. I mean, if Hooper does come back, it's going to be on a limited snap count. So.
Right. Okay. Let's get to the sack real quick here. And.